Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and warning, last week's episode of We Talk Wrestling, uncharacteristically, contained several uses of the word fuck. This show, though, we won't do that, right?
The fuck you say.
Nah, what? The what I say?
Fuck.
Well, it's We Talk Wrestling after all.
It definitely is.
So what we got going on here is we're set up for like a live audio commentary.
Yes.
We got Impact, but we don't feel like really watching it. So we're not going to do a live audio commentary. We are going to have it in the background in case something important happens.
Seriously.
We'll start watching it and do a live audio commentary at that point. So
yes, when Velvet Sky makes her return.
Yeah, we won't say anything. We'll just watch and stare.
Yeah, when there's silence, you'll know why.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, yeah, we're just going to talk wrestling, do our regular show. We do talk it.
We talk.
And we also say use the word fuck. Huh?
Get the fuck out of here. But should we start off with Impact, or should we start off with the news of the week?
Let's talk a little bit of wrestling before we start watching this and build up a little bit so we can fast forward.
Yeah.
In case something sucks ass, like for instance, Devon wrestles or something.
Yes.
Actually, he's wrestling with Samoa Joe, so that might be all
right. Yes, that's right, for the TV title. And Kurt Angle is fighting Armbreaker, I believe, Doc.
Whatever. We also got some UWF.
Yes, we
on
do.
On here, in case we want to watch a little Boogie Woogie Man.
The Boogie Woogie Man.
So in case Impact is sucking and we feel like it and we're bored, we might put that on. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, so the prairie is our oyster.
The prairie is our oyster?
Yes.
Oh, those are disgusting. Tell your dog not to walk over your brand new, very expensive microphone.
The Geritron 5000 here.
Yeah, exactly. The Addy's on 500, actually.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But,
yeah, all right. Let's talk about what do you got for the news? What do you?
I mean,
quit playing fucking Simpsons games.
Simpsons tapped out. I can do both. I'm a multitasker.
You gotta do that instead of fucking talk wrestling.
I'm talking wrestling.
You know what? In 2012, I would rather do that too.
Yes, this is true.
The big story is
the knee injury to CM Punk, or I guess he's had the injury for quite a while, but the actual he's gotten a scope. Of his knee done and
out of TLC,
going to be out of TLC and out of action. You know, he's going to. I mean, it was something to done err on the side of caution, obviously, because would you rather be on TLC or would you rather have him face The Rock at the Royal Rumble? Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, who gives a shit about TLC, right?
So what this
TLC
is,
already has their big draw in Ryback.
What? Well, no, but in reality, they do have what they perceive their big draw in Ziggler versus Ziggler versus Cena with the ladder match Money in the Bank stiff.
I have one of your mom's cubes in my throat.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
All right, so yeah, they believe that's the big draw. Of course, so what are they're doing? Going with obviously they built up Daniel Bryan and Kane versus the Shield.
Yes.
And they've been building that up anyway. So they just put Ryback in. They've made that a six man, and so that'll suck.
Well, at least we haven't seen SmackDown obviously yet, but no real word that it would be a stiff match. It just seems like a regular six man match. I personally would, if I'm the booker, which obviously I'm much smarter than, I would be making this.
Well, you're not a team of 50 people.
That's true. That's true. I've been a part of a team of 50 people on your mom.
That
was my last Christmas memory.
Was it?
Yeah.
You like to go laugh because you like to take your time.
I like to take my time. I like to get all of her STDs.
Yeah, there you go.
It's an STD Christmas.
Well, that explains a lot.
It does, really.
Probably itching earlier.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Back.
But the reality is if I'm booking, I make it a tables match because they don't have a tables match announced yet. It's a TLC pay-per-view. If you are going to beat The Shield, which I don't see why. I mean, there's two ways that I could see this happening. I think it's time for Ryback to get a win.
No. Really? You don't see him losing for a month in a row?
But you can also pin Daniel Bryan or Kane and not really, you know, maybe build to a tag
I think Daniel Bryan's in there to easily take a pin.
Yeah, I mean, but I could see the mentality of them thinking that Ryback has to win.
Do you know where TLC is being held?
Yes, Brooklyn.
Oh, the first time in that
new Brooklyn arena.
Okay, so when Daniel Bryan and Seth Rollins lock up then,
Tyler Black lock up,
you're probably going to get some of that internet smart.
There'll be a fatter northeastern pop, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, you know what? This isn't what I would have done. What I would have done is I would have just put Ryback in the, I would have turned the, because they took the Cena and Ziggler, and I'd been saying for a while that they were going to do that.
Yeah.
It was a ladder match, it was going to be for the briefcase, and Cena was going to win.
Right.
So they're still doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. But now instead, what I would have done was I would have added Ryback to that for the Money in the Bank and made it the TLC match.
Right.
And then I would have, and then what I would have done is I would have made like R-Truth against Cesaro or the tag title match or whatever, the ladder match.
Okay.
And I think you would have been better off that way.
I do think though that, again, and here's the, you know, here's them being idiots booking. You know, Cena's pinned Ziggler 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
Normal Vince McMahon booking is that Ziggler gets the win.
No, it's not.
On the pay-per-view.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's bullshit.
How is that bullshit?
That's total bullshit.
Okay, give me an example of the contrary.
Okay, Randy Orton beat, Randy Orton beat Alberto Del Rio 4,000 times in a row.
Okay, well, yeah, give me a top program example of it.
Every program Ziggler's ever been in.
I said top program.
No, seriously, he's Ziggler. It's logical booking with somebody they protect. It's that 50-50 booking with somebody they protect. It is not 50-50 booking with Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler is a heel who loses. Just like Miz was a heel who loses, and ADR now is a heel that loses.
Yeah, all heels are basically heels that lose.
Yeah, exactly. And Dolph Ziggler loses, and they don't care. And after, and then they push him down to the big card, and then when they need somebody to fill a main event slot for about a month, they push him back up, and that's his role. So, no, I mean, they're not going to keep the Money in the Bank on him. No way. No way Cena loses that match.
I don't see Cena losing a match. And the thing, and that's where I could see the Shield, and that's the part where I say I could see the Shield then.
Well, this is the other reason why I think you should have. I mean, I think Ryback could have had the Shield interfere in the main event. I would have kept the Shield actually off the actual pay-per-view. The problem with the Shield is we haven't seen them ruffle a match. So, yeah, okay, they can come out of the crowd and beat people up. We haven't seen any evidence, though, that they're good enough to take on. In fact, it's just a bunch of NXT guys that they're good enough to take on tag team champions and the number one contender. There's no. I don't think that's a hook at all. I think, in fact, that sucks. Which is why I think what they were building towards, I mean, everybody was talking about a six-man and it being Randy Orton or something like that. I always thought they were building towards just Kane and Daniel Bryan 2-on-3 against them.
I thought that you were going to, when they had attacked Randy Orton as well, I had thought that, okay, that seemed to be a logical, before the injury, I thought, okay, well, that makes a logical pay-per-view type match. But at the same time, and again, it could propel the Randy Orton heel turn. Like I could have seen that. You know, playing out.
The thing is if we're going to believe that these guys are good enough to take on Ryback and Kane and Daniel Bryan, we need to see them beating people for about 6 months first.
Well, no, I mean, that's the part ultimately that doesn't make any sense and that sucks, is that, yeah, these guys are getting thrown to the wolves rather quickly. And I think that, as I said, I mean, to beat Daniel Bryan or to beat Kane, you know, to me makes sense, but I'd also, to me, I mean, I don't see Sheamus winning back the World Heavyweight title here.
I don't think so either. I think Ryback wins the Royal Rumble and faces Big Show against WrestleMania
for
the title.
That's what I'm wondering, and then, therefore, you've got the Big Show, who's a heel, winning.
Yeah.
You've got Cena as the babyface winning.
Yeah.
And then, so this would be the other match, so now I could see the Shield winning. If Dolph Ziggler was going to win, then I don't think you have three heels go over in your three top matches. And that's, and then as whether I do it or not, it's just, again, WWE doesn't do that. They send
WWE loves, and it's considering whatever the main event is, right?
Well, they put smiles on people's faces.
Yeah, fucking right. They almost always on a pay-per-view, They want the babyface to go out, you know, on top.
Well, that's why, I mean, the babyface in WrestleMania has, you know, is almost always won.
It's not just WrestleMania, it's historically a pay-per-view.
Well, yes, yeah. So, I think WrestleMania is the big show, right?
Obviously, yeah, yeah. No, but and Love Hunter's got the belt, and it's the heel.
Well, Hunter and Miz are the two, right?
Yeah, well. Those but then again, two. Nobody gave a. It was all about Rock, even the Rock fought him.
I know, but I'm just saying those are. If you look in the. If you put it in the record books, those are the two.
If you put it in the record books, and Miz having any record is rather disturbing.
Yes, I mean, so that's kind of the. I mean, so TLC is looking a bit, you know, kind of. I guess I don't know if it really is weakened by the fact that Punk and Ryback.
I think it'd be less weakened if you did what I did. Actually, to tell you the truth, I think the best way to keep it less weakened would have been if you had made the main event the Daniel Bryan and Kane versus Mysterio and Sin Cara versus the Primetime Players versus one other team. I don't know
the Shield,
whatever, because. And made that the TLC because historically the best TLC matches are tag team matches. In fact, the best ladder matches are generally tag team matches.
Yeah.
Because you know you can keep the action going and yet give the guy a rest. Right. But also
tag team action hot and heavy.
Yeah, but the other thing is that anytime you're doing a ladder match and you see this all the time, you see guys who are really good at it. They're setting up the spots though. They're setting up the ladder and getting it in position. And everybody's waiting for them to do it. If you have two people or a team working, you can have somebody doing that and somebody else keeping the action going. So just from a pure psychology point of view, tag team matches are better. TLC matches are better with a tag team.
Well, that's why I like tag teaming your mom. It always keeps the action going.
It always keeps the action going. Well, plus it helps when you are prematurely off your game, which is usually.
I've been compared to Special Delivery Jones.
yeah.
But I think that's TLC, and that's kind of the Punk injury and how it all kind of circumvents and plays around. I agree with you. I think Ryback wins the Rumble. And if Cena's winning Money in the Bank, that gives that done.
Yeah, he'll come in at like number 24, number 26, something like that, and win the fucking
I don't think so. I think he either wins it or he's Kane.
You could see that, yeah. You
know,
could see that. I don't think they believe the King that he can. I don't see them thinking he can go 30 minutes.
Kane, by the way, 899 matches in WWE, the most ever.
They meant TV, I'm sure.
They didn't say that.
I'm sure that's what they meant.
Doesn't matter. It's what they said. It's what they said. Most ever. More than Bret Hart.
Didn't Bret Hart have like 2,500?
More than Shawn Michaels. More than Hulk Hogan.
There are people on the roster with more than that. John Cena has more than 899 matches.
I'm sure he does, yeah.
Randy Orton has more than 899 matches.
Yeah.
I bet you Christian has more than 899 matches.
I was
going to
say Christian would be another one, yeah.
So, Rey Mysterio might.
Not in WWE necessarily. Well, you know what? He's been around for 10 years. Almost,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
He might.
So 2003 is when he come in?
Big Show might.
Big Show also might.
Mark Henry might, for fuck's sake.
He's been hurt for 19
That's
of those
true.
Years.
That's true.
So,
but yeah.
One of those matches was against Sammy.
Well, and does that include his time as Big Daddy Cool and as Dr. Isaac Yankum?
DDS?
DDS.
I hope so.
Me too.
But he said, yeah, so who knows. But one thing I did want to point out, a television program. I was off this past week.
Television program?
And I usually work on Saturdays. And a program
say it like Bob.
A television program. A program that I never get to watch. And watch for the first time was Saturday Morning Slam.
Yeah, you sent me a text saying this is my new favorite show. I was like, more than Vintage?
Yeah, it's my second favorite show. But still, it's only a half an hour, and... Of that half an hour, probably, well, okay, let's say it's 20 minutes or 22 minutes, you know, when they take the commercials. Of those 22 minutes, I thoroughly enjoyed, say, 17 of them.
What was the five you didn't enjoy?
Well, they did a stupid thing. This was from England. This is taped back from when they were in England. And so they had Layla doing a little backstage thing where she gives everybody the definitions, the differences between American English and British English. Like, we call it the bathroom or the restroom, and they call it the loo.
Oh.
Like, it's just a stupid. I mean, it's again, it's for kids, right? But it was stupid. Yeah. But the Usos against Justin Gabriel and Tyson Kidd.
Oh, really?
Oh, tremendous.
But aren't they allowed to, like, anything that's actually truly violent, they aren't allowed to do?
Well, not even true, but it was just, it was a cruiserweight. It was akin to the cruiserweight matches of Nitro, is the best way I could put it through. And Tyson Kidd was over like fuck.
Really?
Yes. He did a move, he did a dive out onto the floor.
They didn't sweeten the audio?
No, because he did a dive out onto the floor. He stood on the barricade, that black black padded barricade that they have.
Yeah.
And thing the firm. He stood over there as they made it, and the first three rows are standing up and pointing at him going, Tyson, 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 as they go to commercial.
Shouldn't that be enough to turn him babyface?
They are babyfaces, aren't they?
Making a Miz reference.
Miz?
Yes.
Well, yes, yes. No, but I mean, this guy was, I mean, and the Usos won and got booed for winning, even though they do anything heelish every time they beat.
Yeah.
So Tyson Kidd was a favorite. But they also did a highlight on some British wrestlers, a little video package on famous British wrestlers. So they did, you know, a little couple minutes on the British Bulldog, on William Regal, and it ended up, they also did Paul Burchill, the pirate.
Really?
Yes, and apparently, according to this show, is that even though he did not win gold in the WWE that he sought after, he then has now set his sights and gone back to sea, and he's gone back to being a pirate and sailing the seas looking for gold, according to the announcers. Tremendous. And then they ended up with Wade Barrett and did a video.
The next big star.
Yeah, thing of Wade Barrett. So that was really good. And that was it. Then the show's over. Like, it really was that. It's quick. It's half hour. It's 20 minutes with commercials. And it was great.
Yeah.
Next
week. I wonder what rating they could get if they put this on television instead for a half hour and cut off 2.5 hours of the program on Monday night.
2.5.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But no worse.
No worse. That's right. I can't wait for the 1.9.
As he walks away, adding, because you didn't hear just mentioned, he thinks they're heading towards a 1.9. They might be. I mean, 2.5 now. Well, the interesting thing is, I mean, they were getting 2.5 back in, you know, 96, 97, when they were pretty weak program before they turned it around. Back when the company was talking about how, you know, they were unplugging the extra...
Taking the water coolers out
and unplugging unused... furnaces. Appliances. Unplugging appliances or whatever to save on energy.
Oh,
they're really close to going bankrupt. So they're now at that level, but actually back then there was less viewers. So in fact, they actually have less people watching, even though the ratings are the same.
Less people have, more people have television.
Yeah, exactly.
So the percentage of being is different. So
yeah.
It's the
same rating at 2.5, but they actually have the least amount of viewers.
Of viewers since that 97 level. Basically before the Attitude Era started.
Yeah.
When they were really at their...
When they were really, really in desperate. So my question to you is, who is their audience now then? I mean, is it preteens? Is it the kids they talk about? Is it the adults?
The football game did a monster rating. And we've talked and we've argued sometimes
the week before, though, the football rating didn't do a monster rating.
I'm just saying, when you look at the 1.9 that they did get this week, was in that male, whatever it is, that male demographic.
Okay.
And that, again, to me speaks to the fact that the football game had a monster rating. So at the very least, this past Monday, again, the football game, we've talked about it, is that the product is so stale and so there that if there is something, an event to be seen on Monday, people will go to that event. WWE is not must-see television anymore. It's if there's nothing better to do, people will watch it.
Yeah, well, so then the question is, if the kid's watching it, if the kid comes in and turns on that TV and wants to watch wrestling, does his parents go, okay, you go ahead and watch it and leave the room because they're bored with it? Because another one of the things that was important here is that we talk about less viewers. We're talking about less viewers per household than they've ever had,
that's
right?
That's right, yeah.
You know, like... You know, averaging just above one person in the household watching, nobody in a room.
Again, because wrestling isn't cool. So again, you go back to your 1995 closet wrestling fans. The people that are watching aren't going to tell anybody. Don't invite people over. It's just the one person.
I don't know the same stigma it had then either. Well, I would say it's not cool. doesn't have the same stigma that you know.
It's not a roid freak, yeah.
Well,
like
not only that, but just the stigma that, hey, if you watch that fake shit, you're an idiot.
Right.
Like, because now it's entertainment, and it's just like, okay,
yeah. Now if you watch that stuff and think it's entertaining, you're an idiot.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So my other question for you then becomes, is it possible for them to, because obviously what's happening is every single week, they're not holding anybody. Like, it'd be one thing if they held it at 2.5, held it at 2.5,
mm-hmm.
and then you would be, but every week when there's less, that means every week somebody says, that wasn't good enough to return. And that's consistently happening, even if
yes.
it's a small percentage.
Exactly.
The other thing that's going on then is that you never get that, hey, it's really good, you got to watch this. Hey, you missed out, you got to watch this.
The odd time
that
they do, again,
right?
Raw 1000, though, did a decent enough rating comparative to what they've been doing, a higher rating, because, again, of the promotional vehicle behind it. This Sunday, or this Saturday on Saturday Morning Slam, they've made it the John Cena show, is what they've said. The whole show is 20 and a half hours going to be about John Cena. They've advertised it on that IR network. They advertised it on Raw. I think that one will do a better than average IR rating again because they're putting a promotional vehicle behind it. But you're right. The regular day-in, day-out Monday night Raws, they're not good enough to hook anybody.
Okay, so then, yeah, so the other question becomes, at 3 hours, if they put on for, say, 3 to 6 months, let's just say,
mm-hmm.
3 hours of consistently very good, very entertaining television,
yes.
would it be possible for it to grow, or because it's 3 hours, is it impossible regardless?
See, part of the reason is it would be able to grow because they put 6 months in. But the reason that you do that or what the result is of putting on really great television is that you are going to build then a superstar. When they do that, and Stone Cold Steve Austin came out of, I said, a good year or so, you know, 9 months worth of great Raw programming.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily built all around Steve Austin, and he was definitely a big part of it before the rating took off. So that's what's going to happen, is you're going to have the next star come out of the neck if you do 9 months of consistently great television.
Does it matter, though, if you're doing 3 hours? If you're doing a three-hour show and burning out the audience and burning out the match and burning out the angles and just overexposing that guy? I mean, why was it Ryback? Ryback had a really good reaction. Why? Booked brilliantly. You kept on mentioning him, but you kept him off TV until the guy that everybody hates, you know, got his, and he showed up at the end, and he got a huge reaction because Punk got the heel heat, and finally it's like, this guy showed up, and Punk's going to get his, and he did. And so people reacted because this is the guy who's going to do it. After waiting for somebody who's going to shut this guy's mouth, I'm waiting to see this guy right till the end. They booked him so smart. He got that great reaction. It was about the booking.
Yes.
It's about the booking. So, I mean, if you do that, that's fine. But if you're running 3 hours consistently, can you build a superstar to the same level
you
as Steve
have.
Austin? We talk about Steve Austin. Back in the day, he was on TV in that 2 hours. He'd be on TV, like, constantly, like, almost every segment. It was the Steve Austin show.
Well,
but if
no.
it had been 3 hours?
It wasn't the Steve Austin show at first. It became the Steve Austin show.
It became the Steve Austin
from about
show.
The time, you know, my company's in financial peril. And, well, I mean, since when Owen pile drove him and he couldn't wrestle, it became the Steve Austin segment show where he's not wrestling, he's doing segments from it probably started in, I want to say, September or October. Stone Cold.
But yeah,
but
there was
March,
point
right?
though where they just, like, they were on the show crazy amounts.
Yeah.
We've been complaining about when Cena's on the show too much or AJ's on the show too much. If it's 3 hours,
yeah,
would it have worked as well if it had been a 3 hour show with Steve Austin?
Yes.
I'm not a, you think it would have?
Yes. Because what you see, you're kind of, I guess my definition, you asked me if they did 9 months of consistently good programming. Could they turn it around?
Would they increase the ratings?
Yes, but then you said they're going to burn out in a hot shot, and that, by definition, is not consistently good television.
No, that's not consistently good booking. You can have good television hot-shotting, but you can't have good booking.
Okay, then the answer to the question is, for 9 months, no. You need consistently good booking, and what that is slowing things down and doing things different.
But how do you feel... I mean, having to fill 3 hours, I mean, it's not impossible, but it's tough to fill 3 hours worth of television on Monday and have to do a couple hours on Friday and an hour on Wednesday as well. It is tough to do that and slow it down. You know what I mean? It's like, and not burn through the angles and not burn through the matches and not repeat things constantly. Because honestly, I don't know how big, I couldn't even tell you how big their roster is. I'm sure it's bigger than I know. Sure as hell doesn't feel that big.
It doesn't feel
as nearly as big. I mean, I know it's not as big or as talented or as charismatic or deep as what Nitro had when it went to 3 hours.
Here's the thing.
Because that was still the best roster ever assembled.
Yes.
Misused poorly, but the best roster ever assembled.
What's that?
The Nitro roster when they went to 3 hours.
It's comparable to the Raw roster when the Radicals jumped.
The Raw roster when the Radicals jumped was close, but
yeah.
It wasn't as good still. It wasn't as deep or good still.
No, there wasn't as many. You're right. I mean, it wasn't definitely.
That's the best roster of talent ever assembled by a wrestling company.
Well, I could argue both because the reason, part of the reason I think the Nitro may get the edge, but they also had 797 guys on the
contract.
I know,
exactly.
So no, I mean, but does that make it the greatest roster ever collected?
Yeah,
because
there was enough people to choose from. There was,
I guess they were able to keep things fresh.
And, but
they were able to keep things fresh.
They were able to if they didn't because they booked poorly.
Well, yes, but here's the thing with this.
Kevin Nash fucked it.
No, but for 3 hours. Here's the thing with 3 hours. If we do what we've talked about all along, and you have multiple tag team feuds, and you have multiple mid card feuds, and you have your spot on top. I mean, you're still gonna get six segments with your top guys on a 3 hour show, but it's filling the other stuff. And you can burn out. I mean, you talked about WCW, the biggest talent roster. Their problem was never the Juventud Guerreros against Chris Jericho's and the Dean Malenko's against Rey Mysterio's. It was Age in the Cage with Roddy Piper.
That's not true. I mean, keep in mind when the Rock and The Rock and Foley had the This Is Your Life segment.
Mm-hmm.
They did the Monster Rating. It was against a Cruiserweight match that was probably a 4-star match over on Nitro.
But what I'm saying is that what the WCW was known for,
I think Juventud was one of them,
was having great matches on the undercard but then shit on top.
That's
and
true.
WWF had the opposite.
They had
the Godwins.
Yeah, they had,
and
everything was horrible, and then finally Shawn put on a great match.
Shawn and Brett and
yeah.
Steve Austin, The Undertaker,
yeah.
And all that. So they had the opposite thing
yeah.
where people were being left leaving happy. And so, but I mean,
okay,
think that if you could slow things down, you could book it, you could fill three. I could fill, with the roster they have, and adding more talent, of course. I mean, I wouldn't, but you, I could book 3 hours.
So how big do you think their roster is now compared to, you know, even, like, it doesn't feel that big.
But
is it
yeah,
just that we don't
but,
see guys like
but
TV?
But think of the, well, there is that, and Primo and Epico, and but, I mean, you think of the Attitude Era, and I mean, you had your DX and your Nation, and you know, and you had, I mean, guys like Val Venus and the Godfather and the Headbangers. That roster wasn't overly deep either. Like
no,
you didn't
really
have
wasn't.
A lot of guys. It's just again, the people that were featured were over.
Yeah,
and that's again by
and key. They had 2 hours less of TV to fill every week. You know,
3 hours,
2 hours less,
or 2 hours less. Well, at first 3 hours, but then became 2 hours.
Yeah, then it became 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I mean that. Again,
but
I
even
think,
look at
well,
Sunday
there
Night
was
Heat after a while. Sunday Night Heat became the jobber show.
Okay, or I mean back when they had Raw for 2 hours, they had SmackDown for 2 hours, and they had Velocity for an hour. The Velocity is where guys like John Cena and stuff like that, and or
Mr.
Was,
Anderson or Paul London and Akio.
Yeah,
had
yeah,
all
yeah exactly. Yes,
yeah.
It was show where guys like that kind of emerged, or where you got
Sunday Night.
It had a different feel to it. Still, it's a thing.
Yeah, really.
Where I guess I think ION has a bit of a different feel too, but just you know,
Saturday morning.
The point is, though, we're really talking about 1 hour more of TV than what they had then.
Yeah.
And yet, I mean, the product wasn't at the best then, but it sure is out better now.
No, well, you're right, and I think I could do it. Again, it's about entertaining booking. It's just they don't have good bookers.
Yeah. Well, no, again, at the end of the day, and it comes back to it. If people don't care, they won't watch, they won't buy.
That's right.
That's it. That's everything. You know, that's any story. That's any sports franchise. People won't go to a sports. People don't care about hockey. They won't go watch hockey. People don't care about. People don't care about a book. You know, they won't read the book.
In North America, not a lot of people care about soccer, football, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
It just doesn't really draw here. And I mean, lots of people play it, but in terms of a large
they don't
sporting
care.
Event,
they
right?
they play because it's fun to play.
Yeah.
They don't care about it because they don't have an emotional attachment to the league
well,
or the
team. It's
not
invested in our culture the same
yeah,
way
exactly.
as others, right?
So again, it comes back down to that. Again, you're right. They could make it. I think it's a lot tougher to with 3 hours to make it build. But you're right. If they make A, the people care about the characters,
mm-hmm.
and B, the matches important, and C, the titles special, of course it would grow.
I don't even think the matches necessarily have to be important so much in that they need to tell a, be part of the story and be part of the overall story.
Not the filler.
That you're telling. Yeah, not just throwing two guys out cold for the hell of it, right? Not throwing out Damian Sandow against Zack Ryder for no reason, right?
But that is making it important. That is doing the same thing.
What is that?
If you say it's not throwing it out for no reason.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah.
The matches are important.
I just don't think you have to build to every match to be like, you have to see this match, and you have to see this match, right? I think that...
No, not every match, but you should do one or two of those a week and consistently rotate and let people give them some advance notice of what's coming. But also, you should be, not every match, but again, there should be the sense that if you lose, it sucks, and if you win, it's great.
Did you see John Cena? We talked about John Cena's new shirt.
Who doesn't give a fuck if he loses, John Cena?
Yes. His shirts. But did you see now he has, like, beige shorts as well? He doesn't wear the jorts anymore.
Yeah, you mentioned something about that. I don't really look at him that close.
Beige shorts. Seriously, I was watching him, and I swear to God it hit me that he's Outback Jack.
Huh. Okay.
That means he beat Osama bin Laden.
That's true, he did.
Yeah,
so. That was true. Former friend of the show.
He is, Outback Jack, friend of the
show. This show, we have a Tie and Talk.
Yes, Tie and Talk, talking about Jinoku.
And Funaki's
going to
be on.
So
you want to give him a call now, or what do you want to do?
Let's give it a minute maybe before we...
And they're in Japan, so there's that time change, too, so maybe
there
we can
is,
wait
so
a little
way to go.
Yeah, they're still, what are they, like 10 hours ahead? It's really early over there.
That's right. So finished with WWE, then I think we could probably go to TNA and then...
We'll start the live audio commentary, sort of.
I did want to mention one thing as well, that because a positive piece, I guess, because we have a lot of this, you know, we talked last week about the British Bulldog and such, and Buddy Roberts and whatnot. But a good news story is that today is former world heavyweight champion Nick Bockwinkel's birthday.
Okay.
Nick Bockwinkel is 78 years old today.
78 years young.
So just when you hear about, you know, wrestlers dying when they're 30 and 40 and such, Nick Bockwinkel is 78 years old. So happy birthday, Nick.
Cool. He's one of the greats. He's honestly, I mean,
he is.
One of the things, I mean, he didn't have the right booking or promotion behind him to make him as big a star as some of the legendary figures, but he's every bit as good as a Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah. We talked about him last week, too, yeah. I think, or 2 weeks ago. But, speaking of other good news stories, here in a local.
Wait, okay, before we move on to these little quick hits, The Miz, the lie detector segment, what do you think of that?
Have you ever read the book, It's a Tale of Two Cities?
Yes, actually. Back in high school.
Yes. Remember how that begins? How the opening of it was?
It's the best of times, it's the worst of times.
Exactly. That was the lie detector segment to me.
What do you mean?
I loved Punk just tearing Miz down, tearing the whole thing down, just, talking like this whole thing was just a fucking joke. You know, calling the three godforsaken 3-hour show or whatever the hell he said, and you know, was calling him Mike, and Miz was stumbling over his words, and he just beat him on it right away, and you know, he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention." Yeah, you weren't paying attention in wrestling school either.
Now, well, a couple things happened here. Number one, Punk went off script, and Miz didn't react well. Number two,
which is awesome,
Miz didn't react well partially because they're off script, but also partially because he didn't know how to react as a babyface. As a heel, he would have known how to react. As a babyface, he didn't understand.
I don't think he would have. I think Miz is your stereotypical, prototypical 2012 corporate creation wrestler that does not know how. Remember when he had to read the Divas search thing off his hand?
Fucking 1,000 years ago.
I don't give a fuck. What?
Yeah, since then, you know what?
Oh, so Miz has gotten so much goddamn better since then.
No,
well, man, Miz is a faker. Miz is awesome. Miz goes right on his feet. He knows what to do. He reacts. Once you throw Miz off, he's awesome. Because he's a lifelong wrestling fan that grew up in the business and has worked his way through the indies and knows exactly how to react and what a situation is. That's
you and I, you know, you and I talked about this before we even had a show.
I know, and I argued I won then too.
No, you didn't. You idiot. You moron. You imbecile.
Oh yeah, now those are all great arguments. People are clearly seeing how you're right.
All right. Well, here's the thing: is there was a time when Miz was ascended.
There's
a time when Miz was doing the Lance Storm Calgary Kid gimmick. Remember that era when he was starting to bring when they first broke up and he changed his look and you know he was showing some charisma on the mic. There was times when it was obvious that he went off script and he reacted to the crowd and he understood how to go and what to do about it because he understood his character at the time. He doesn't know what to do now. But the other thing about this is Punk was great here. I mean, Punk was very entertaining.
Yes.
In fact, as I'm watching this, my thought was this is as close to the pipe bomb in what he's saying,
yeah,
as what we've gotten for long time.
It was reminiscent of when he was signing the contract and talking about
the
Harry Smith being fired.
The Harry Smith being fired and the ice cream bars and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
It, you know, millionaire should have, all that shit.
Right, yeah.
This was the closest. But unfortunately, you're not in that time and place, and you're not going back to that. So what you're doing is making Punk, and this is where I always said Punk has to be the heel. I didn't think they'd be able to turn him popular heel they have. Mm-hmm. But this is a Punk you want to cheer for. He's too funny and likable and smart and quick and it's and he's tearing down this baby face.
Yes.
That like it's just the psychology of what happened here is wrong. As an entertainment segment, that's fine. As what should have happened, this was fucked up beyond belief and never should have gone off.
Well, see I guess you say that, but to play devil's advocate, I don't disagree with you, but to play devil's advocate, I would argue the point that, you know who wasn't supposed to be a babyface, and he gets compared to Punk all the time, was Steve Austin. And Steve Austin continued to do his heelish things and get cheered, right? He didn't change his heelish things to get cheered. I mean, with Punk as a heel just being Punk,
realize the numerous differences.
I do. I'm just saying that, you know, when you're talking about who's supposed to be the face and who's supposed to be the heel, that little brief part of it actually entertained me, and at this point, I don't give a shit who's the heel and who's the face. I just kind of want to be entertained. And at 2.5, if we're raving about 220,000 buys on a pay-per-view, I think that's all we can really ask at this point.
Okay, but this is, again, it comes back down to this. And like you said, you aren't disagreeing with me. And I know what you're saying, but it's a completely different situation, completely different characters and time. But I got to say, this is the CM Punk that has the potential to get cheered or will get cheered over The Rock at Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And this is what they're trying and need to avoid in a lot of ways. So, I mean, I don't know that they need to avoid it, but they think they need to avoid it.
Who thinks they need to avoid it? I'll tell you one person that doesn't think that it needs to be avoided because it would be great if The Rock got booed.
And The Rock is, and you know what, this is enough of a kernel of nugget, not many people, it's not a nugget, but in people's minds to go...
Is it a black heart?
Yeah. To go...
A soul survivor?
Yeah. This is...
Woo!
Yeah. King of Hearts.
An aardvark?
Anyways, this is enough to make people go, I'm going to cheer this guy at the Royal Rumble over The Rock. So, I mean, this is my problem with the thing.
The only thing I've got to say is that I do think...
Other than that, the other thing is this bad rating was with Vince being on.
Yes, it was. They hot-shotted Vince.
Yeah.
And again, as you talk about, I've said it before,
I'll say it again. Vince, get the fuck off my TV.
Oh, that was just a horrible segment.
Vince doesn't do anything for me.
I will
doesn't
say the one part of the Miz thing that I liked is when he called Paul Heyman a walrus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
it doesn't work. The crowd starts cheering.
At first, I was like, "That's." I mean, but the way he did it was, you know, then he said something. Then he followed up with stupid comedy lines about the walrus, and I immediately kind of turned on it. But then I got to thinking, what I need to see is The Miz versus Paul Heyman in a walrus suit match.
You mean where they have to stick a walrus suit on the guy,
yes.
like the Bobby Heenan
like
weasel,
the Heenan
suit,
weasel
against,
suit matches, only with walrus suit match and Greg Gagne, but walrus
yeah.
suit matches. This is what I need to see.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd enjoy that.
Yes. Right. Now, I mean, because Paul Heyman can make it work. I mean,
I'd enjoy that. That'd be entertaining.
And I think that I mean,
and then afterwards, fucking Brock Lesnar comes out and destroys The Miz.
There you go. Awesome. Love it. Anything that gets the Miz destroyed. And maybe he shoots on him a little bit, and Miz is off TV for, I don't know, a year.
Yeah. I still say it wasn't the wrong move to turn the Miz. It was the wrong move the way they did it. God, they fucked it up. God, they fucked it up.
Yeah, they did.
Horrible.
And now did you hear who Miz is going to be possibly feuding with, it looks like?
ADR?
Damian Sandow.
Oh, Damian Sandow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this
ADR doesn't have anybody right now. You know who else doesn't have anybody, though, is Randy Orton.
Yeah.
So maybe we should get ADR, Alberto Del Rio, against Randy Orton.
And Randy Orton in a
That'd
match,
be interesting.
Yeah. That could, yeah, they could probably work together all right, eh?
Yeah, we'll have a match or two.
If you do, like, a bunch of gimmick matches for them, I think.
That'd be cool.
That would be excellent.
Finally, you know, it'd be something I'd be curious to see, finally.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things, it's what we talk about, you hold it off, and you build anticipation. It's going to be wonderful.
All right, what do we got here? What the fuck?
They are great bookers. Well, want to talk about that.
Local.
I was saying something local, yes, in that it was just announced this week that locally in Calgary, another good news story, that the Hart Family Mansion
mm-hmm.
has been designated a Calgary Heritage Site, which means that as it stands now, the house and will be preserved and intact in the dungeon. And because there's been talk about for years if they sold, if someone to build condos or knock it down, that can't happen.
Okay.
So it will be preserved as is. So that's good news.
And that means it's going to be moved to the Heritage Park?
I hope so. That would be excellent.
Excellent.
Because then I can hit you with a dumbbell.
That's true. All right, what else we got here?
A dumbbell for a dumbbell. How's that?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we also didn't talk yet about, unfortunately, I guess, at least at this point, one of my favorite acts in NXT, The Ascension.
Oh, yeah.
Kenneth Cameron has been fired for...
beating up a police officer.
Yes, being drunk and beating up a police officer.
Yeah.
And I guess he got a DUI earlier.
Best tag
in
team
year,
in NXT. And ready to come up, and they thought the cornerstone of the tag team division. I still think, who's his partner?
Oh, I forget his name now.
Either way, just give him a new partner and continue the team and gimmick.
Well, this is, to me, I'm thinking, you do a situation, we talked about Demolition.
Yeah.
And you know, and Barry Darso wasn't the original Smash.
No.
It was Randy Colley, who was one of the Moondogs.
Yeah.
And they actually debuted on television with Randy Colley and Bill Eadie, and then made the switch over to Barry Darso, and that's the team that we all remember him to be. This is an advantage that it's down in NXT, so very few people are seeing it.
Just do that. Just give him a new partner that'll work with him, and keep him down there for a little while, and let him develop some chemistry, and bring him up.
And that was really the shame, because they really did have some good. They did have
some good
tandem
chemistry.
Moves and chemistry, right? So it'll take a little bit, but I think that's the way to go.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. So that's book it. Book it. That's all. Did you have any WWE stuff you want to talk about anymore? That was all the WWE news that I had.
That's it. We discussed WWE for 53 fucking minutes.
Yes, just
let's turn on some fucking Impact and ignore it.
Okay, well, can we make the two TNA notes first then?
Can't we make that while Impact is on and we're ignoring it?
We can do that. Yeah, let's.
We're going to be ignoring it anyway.
That's true.
It's not like we're expecting this to be any good.
Well. Velvet Sky is returning.
All right. You know what? There probably is a couple things that will be decent, but they're advertising here on the TV. Jeff Hardy, AJ Styles, and Jeff. Was it Storm?
Yeah, no, that's good.
Hardy and Styles.
This is already working out well.
versus Rude and Daniels and Kazarian as the main event, so that's all right.
That's right.
That should be a decent match. I guess just a way to continue the disappointment and turn of AJ. So
now
there's super jacked
West Briscoe.
I mean, we keep on talking about this guy. We always talk about him being in the X Division. He looks way too fucking big there.
Yeah, well, you know what the other part is that when I finally watched the...
Why are we watching the recap of last week's show?
I don't fucking know. Because
we fast forward.
Said we were going to ignore it.
Well, yeah, but we still got to fast forward some. Okay. See? This is good. I want these...
Robert,
I don't mind these guys permanently being...
What are they called now? Bad Attitude or what's
who's called something? World's greatest tag,
yeah.
The world tag team champions of the world?
Yeah, they have a name now.
No, whatever. Daniel looks very cool. I like this as a group. I had suggested it to Will you have it with Aries. Kazarian and Daniel. So I like it with Rue too. I wouldn't mind that being a permanent group. Or you can even add in Austin.
Yeah.
Aries, right?
Yeah.
And have it be a new horseman.
Yeah, almost like the Pillman horseman.
Yeah, I think that would be fine.
You know, the what do they call it? The apocalypse.
So unfortunately, this is something we're actually going to have to, we might as well turn it up so that Mike can pick it up, because we're going to listen to any time that Christopher Daniels cuts a promo.
Yes.
I'm into it. He's one of the two best promos in the company, along with with Aries, not Hulk Hogan.
Chode.
Kazarian.
He's wearing a Fantastic Four shirt.
He is, isn't
he? Fortune?
I'm thinking Triple X. I forgot they had that hand signal.
Yeah.
What was it? Lane? How was it?
Yeah, stupid.
Can't believe they have a pay-per-view Sunday.
I know. Is it Victory Road?
He's a little too practiced on his promo. Not natural enough, but still better than he used to be.
Yeah.
Bobby Roode. They're building up. They're going with the worst promo to the second best promo, and then they'll finish with Daniel.
Yes.
But
the difference between everybody
else and the Inspector is that when I make a
guarantee, that guarantee becomes a reality.
You're just laughing at Daniel?
Yes. He's great.
He's tremendous.
Too bad he's like 48.
I know. If he only wasn't half the age of The Undertaker.
Yeah.
So the problem with Daniel is he's so old. Look at him. He's just so old.
He is old, isn't he? Uh-huh. Oh, God. The promo sucked. All right, here we go. Build it up.
Okay. The crowd's good. The crowd's hot. It's not a pay-per-view crowd. Here we go. One more guarantee that I can make. This Sunday, I guarantee the Impact audience will see one last match between AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels. Until next year.
If he turns heel, if AJ turns heel, he could join.
If he turns heel, what?
Then he could join them.
Then he could join them? That would be interesting. And he's obviously turning.
Yeah. Oh, I hope he still has the same haircut.
The thing about AJ is the storyline of the guy who who might be past his prime and has lost it. And has, I thought this was what they were going to do with Angle. And now they're doing it with AJ. Angle has no storyline.
Not yet. Not until Wes Briscoe and Garrett turn on him.
Yeah, I guess. If it's a bunch of handicap matches, it might be alright. And how's his hair? I didn't look.
It's
better.
It's like, yeah, I guess. It looks like he combed it.
Yeah, so that's better.
It does, actually. The other thing I like about this comparison...
I like the leather scarf that Daniels has on.
Well, when you look in the ring right now, though, and you got four different guys...
Yeah.
And they all are wearing four different things, but aren't, like, gimmicks, you know what I mean? Like WWE?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think AJ is wearing his shirt, but it's fine. It fits for it. But you know what? The other guy's in a suit. But here's another thing. This is good, and this is interesting, and this is four homegrown guys.
Yeah.
Whereas the four biggest stars, Hogan, Hardy, Angle, and Sting,
yeah,
none of those are homegrown guys. And this is a failure, right?
And D'Lo Brown.
Oh, fuck them.
You know what, in hindsight, the thing is, and I do like the deal with the D'Lo Brown, but the only thing that didn't really make sense to me at this point is that they should have had Al Snow be the guy to say, I'm not going to put Wes Briscoe through. Where Snow was silent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he should have been the guy against it, so when they attacked him,
yeah,
or he went missing, it made a little more sense. Obamacare.
Fucking awesome.
And AJ's your worst nightmare. Finding out that I'm better than you, your worst nightmare. In 3 days, that nightmare becomes a reality.
And he punches him.
And then the two beat him down. And then Angle and Hardy make the save.
Or do the Mexicans come in?
No, the other two, because that's the main event.
Oh, Storm and Hardy, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Storm and Hardy, sorry, yeah.
There's Hardy, there's Storm.
I said Angle, didn't I?
You did, so you were wrong.
And
well, you said Storm and Hardy, and it actually was Hardy and Storm? Apologize to the listeners.
I like that Hardy's makeup also looks like a Fantastic Four.
What is that? Oh, yeah, look at that. Fantastic Four. I wonder what he's thinking. Yeah, you still have shitty hair.
Yeah, well. All right, let's fast forward here.
What is it? You don't want to listen to, what's his name, Todd Kennelly? Ah, there he is, Todd Kennelly.
No.
Well, they're doing the Bubba Ray Aries thing now. Again, two homegrown guys. Oh, and then Hogan. Oh, yeah, this is great. There's Hogan, there's Aries. Aries is trapped. Oh, my God, Aries
That's
is trapped.
Right. Where can he go?
He can't go. Hogan's there, and Bully Ray's there, and Hogan's there, and Bully Ray's there.
And he only has 50 feet around them.
No, but wait. Just wait. Maybe they'll show. I don't know if they will or not, but... And...
Yeah,
and it all
said...
Oh.
I
heard my point out the shenanigans going on between Brooke Hogan and
Shenanigans?
It wasn't about either of them.
The shagnanigans.
It was about Hulk Hogan. I'll give him a...
Come here.
For Hulk Hogan setting up to fail and costing the World Heavyweight Championship.
that. So if they keep this up,
yeah, oh yeah,
then Aries goes after the X title for that.
Oh yeah,
to redo what he did 2 years in a row. And of course, second year he can fail because he's a heel, right? But
if you know what's good for you, you'll make that match happen because you know that I know all the buttons to push.
Actually, he could, if they want to maybe a babyface win the Bound for Glory series, then Aries as a heel could.
And I like that he's dressed in something from 1977.
Yes. That was a good year.
Glasses, jacket, whole fucking show.
As year as born.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so it was a shitty year.
Best year ever.
Hey, that's that chick I wanted to fuck.
Right, right. There she is. Well, we're gonna have the television championship now.
Okay, no, but this is a match I actually want to see.
The asses and ass here.
T-Von regains it here, don't you figure?
I guess with you know what, I probably would do that with Magnus being out. You know, because Magnus is gonna be off for a while, injured, whatever. So you could have, because I think Magnus is the guy that, as a babyface, needs to hold it. So I could see a title change here. I mean, it's not like they have a pay-per-view on Sunday. You want to talk about champions, you have to talk about Samoa Joe, because he's a champion. Man, Todd Kenley's awesome.
He's all right.
He's
that's another thing that pissed me off about Monday, though. Lord, was the announcing bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Jerry, we've talked to him forever that Jerry Lawler's a moron.
But Michael Cole also.
Well, he's starting to go back heel.
I know. He's regressing as an announcer.
Yeah.
And he's going back to that fucking awful character.
Yeah. And that's.
And then Lawler just comes across like somebody who's not give a fuck about the product.
No, he's just there to tell his jokes. And
it's awful. And 3 hours of that is way too fucking long.
Nice.
I can't take it for the whole time. I mean, the announcing really makes that 3 hours seem like four.
God, what do you think Devon wrestling in a leather vest? He's got a long sleeve, like, he's got like a body armor type long sleeve shirt. And then he's got like a sweatshirt. And then he's got a leather, or no, he's got a flannel, and then he's got a leather,
and jeans, and sort of like biker boots that are, need to be tied up.
That cannot be comfortable to wrestle in. Look at a hot chick in the front row.
What? At Impact?
Yeah, she's blonde. She's like right on the corner.
I see her.
Want me to rewind?
No, I'll see her. It's okay. But, how old does she look?
Well, that's the whole thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Be careful of that. What's the legal age in Orlando?
12.
Well, that's when it's Orlando Jordan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that's what you meant. He is going to be a star.
Fucking Russo. Fucking Orlando Jordan.
Russo is fucking Orlando Jordan?
Wouldn't surprise me.
If I can be honest with you. Oh my God!
We're gonna. Can we get Samoa Joe back on for one more interview before the end of the year?
I think so. For Christmas, I think.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
I don't think those are jeans, but I don't know what they are.
I think they're jeans.
No, they look more like stretchy than jeans. I don't know. They're biker pants. Some. Can you kind of see them?
Is it kind of like what Billy and Bart wore?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, yeah. And the chick in the ringside is kind of wearing what Sonny wore.
Huh.
Well, there we go.
So in the future, she's going to be a drug addict who beats up her boyfriend?
We can only hope.
Hey, you're right. Those aren't jeans, are they?
No, I don't think so. But either way, that, as I said, that's just not comfortable to work in. I couldn't work in that.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't ignore wrestling school.
That's true. Like the jizz?
Like the jizz. Speaking of your mom.
So how long until Damien Sandow turns babyface then? He's got this apprentice gimmick, which is awesome, and he's fighting the Miz.
How long is Dustin out for, or Dusty, or Cody, or whatever?
Cody?
Yeah.
I don't even know, to be honest. Oh, there he goes, the hot chick.
Oh, it's a perfect.
See, there had to be a reason the hot chick was there.
There had to be, because there's no way they could have a hot chick in the audience.
That's right.
You know why I didn't expect her to be actually part of a plant? Was because she wasn't in the usual seat that they always put their plants in. Well, what a shitty ending, but it makes sense. Now they're going to
have a couple of chicks.
They have it's the whole train.
It is the whole train. So do you think that, there you go. Now, would you consider her an implant?
One of these chicks is not as hot as the others.
You know who should have come back like that? It would have been Velvet Sky. As a member of Aces and Eights.
Yeah, except for if you're going to have several of them. I don't think you want somebody who's going to overshadow her. And I don't think
they've got Ho Train, so they're not. They don't need to do that. I was just thinking if they were. If you're going to have
sense.
One, if
it
you're going to have
sense.
One,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They found some strippers. That's good. Speaking of strippers.
Wow.
There's Brooks.
There's Brooks' tits.
Yeah. Luckily, we can look at those and avoid her ugly face.
She's talking about Velvet. Okay. Right.
Well, just talk about a man here. Face. Holy shit. Right. I'll see you in the field.
Okay, bye, girl. Matt Morgan. Professional wrestler. Direct
baby
auto.
Face. Matt Morgan.
What? Yeah. Alex Snow got roofied.
Do we know where Randy Savage was?
Freak out. Not his liver spot. Not his dog spot.
Oh, fuck. I'm not into that. D-Lo and Ace of the
Oh, Dixie.
It's not Dixie.
It is.
Mickey.
Hardcore cunt.
Mickey hasn't been on for a while, though. That's
Mickey,
true.
Mickey, who? Dixie? No, she hasn't. Well, she... Backstage, she probably shouldn't wear those heels.
Oh, listen, I wish Dixie. I wish I was in Dixie. Hurrah, hurrah.
I wish I was in Dixie.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics. But I fuck her. I fuck her. I fuck Dixie. Here, Mickey.
Mixie. Yeah, she's got the diva, the knockout title match, right? So now we get a promo from her.
Oh. No, so where the fuck is that fast forward button? She
Why? Mickey's gonna talk.
She looks hot, but.
She made a pact.
Go. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't hear you all, except for all these people booing you out of the building. Yeah. Oh, they're cheering me. Yeah, those three people reacting. Go back. Here we go. Velvet's gonna fucking show up, and I'm gonna wanna.
Hey, Mr. Pectacular. Who are you?
Is that different music?
No. Time to let the pigeons loose.
Oh. Has it been that long? I don't think it's been that long.
June? July?
Is that when we were talking about how the product was good? Was June,
July? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
That Station X was in July. And she was in that video. They had the country music video, and then she was gone like right after.
Yeah, right when Brooke showed up. Best part of Impact right here is her entrance.
Here we go.
Go ahead, bend over. I mean, she chose a nice short skirt. Jazz just fucking orgasmed on this.
She's hot.
Yeah, she can't wrestle, but
I can see her box. I love that gimmick. Cover the ears. All the necessaries.
I'm hoping.
Brooke did all the necessaries.
All the resume?
The necessaries.
What I like is that she's trying to put Brooke Hogan over. Nobody cares. But is she going to be a special referee instead of Karen Terrell from now on? Or are we going to see Karen Terrell versus Velvet Sky?
No, it was.
Did her tits get bigger?
Maybe. She's all hookered up, though.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't used to wear that much makeup.
No, she is all hookered up. I don't think she's going to be baby face long.
A reckoning is at hand. Their road to hell will be paved in their own blood.
1-3-13.
Undertaker's coming.
Honestly, what is that? Is it? Do they have a pay per view then, or no? They can't because that's 1 week after the next. No, it isn't. January 3rd.
That's the Impact. That should be the first Impact of the year. It would be. That's a Thursday.
So they're just trying to build it up as I did that commercial. They're just trying to...
The Alamo Dome!
Oh, we haven't fucking talked about it yet.
The 70,000
seat Alamo. We'll wait till we catch up, getting a bit of a lull in the
I don't think we're
going to
catch
talk
up.
About it. Yeah, we are. I mean, like we're watching this.
There's the Mexicans. You're going to want to watch Chavo, aren't you?
No! Fucking fast. You can't hit that fast forward button fast enough.
Robbie E and Robbie T. So there's going to be dissension between E and T here, right?
I don't think so, but I think we're going to... They're building up to the spot of the two big men together, right? And that's what you're built to.
Okay. Or not.
Well, they might have, but we skipped it.
Oh,
that is one amazing outfit. That's a great look. I'm sorry. It's a great look because it's so
Killer
horrible.
Ryan's great.
That's so fucking 70s sleeve. Porn sleeve right there. That's amazing.
There you go. Oh, so it's Morgan and Ryan against the Mexicans.
I believe their names are Hernandez and Guerrero.
Where are they from, though?
Texas
is the answer, yes. Why they're the Mexicans. Did you hear that?
Yeah, the big organ.
Matt Morgan and the big organ.
Wow, I love it. He's managed to do the porn star gimmick.
And yeah, did you hear what he said, probably unintentionally?
What?
Joey Ryan, he sure is cocky.
Probably not unintentionally.
No, but Oh, aces and eights hookers. They're baby faces now. Oh, she gave him head. Get it?
No. Hey, remember how he was a family man with his son?
He's got kids.
Last year. And now Devon, the hooker. I like that they have on like
Well, Devon won the title.
Is that Mickey? That chick looks a lot like Mickey. That arm breaker? They didn't censor bullshit.
He just said bullshit.
They didn't censor it.
Yeah, Devon's the TV champion now.
Yeah.
We totally glossed over that.
Yeah.
Because it was about the hooker. Oh. Lesbian. Wrestling
HLA.
Needs more lesbians.
HLA.
Well, Eric Bischoff is involved.
Alright, we can skip this.
What if there's more lesbians?
Remember
Tori Wilson and Dawn Marie on that pay-per-view?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But what about Al Wilson?
Poor Al Wilson. We're only talking good news on this show. We don't need to talk about more wrestler deaths.
Oh, fuck. I saw it. Okay.
I got Doc. A lot worse than Dopey or Sneezy.
What does Doc stand for again?
Dealer
of Chaos or something like that? Or?
Director of Chaos, yeah. Oh, Mexican.
I like that Joy Ryan manages to pull off porn star without really ripping off or you know, it doesn't feel too much like Val Venus to me.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
It's still porn star, so.
He's kind of a cross between, he is very Anchorman, Ron Burgundy.
Yes, he is, yeah.
Shut up, Chavo.
Well, they did. They're like, he's not fucking stopping. Just cut to the music and switch camera angles. Let's get on with the match. I ain't fast forward here.
This is Kurt Angle.
Yeah. VH1 Divas. Oh, it's another
it's a commercial. I'm like, what the
I've
fuck?
Seen a lot of these.
The Alamo Dome in San Antonio.
Is Angle gonna win or is Angle gonna lose because of Briscoe and?
I think it'll just be a DQ smaz. I think here. I don't think there'll be a pin at all. I think if Doc maybe gets in trouble, that Aces and Ace will run in, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Although I want more lesbians.
Well, and you'll get some more.
Wow. Missile drop.
Go back about 7 seconds, 8 seconds. Go back twice. Right there.
Where?
No, stop. Now, no, keep going. Just press play.
What are you, Howie Meeker?
Right there! You see his pants?
Oh, he...
Did he shit himself?
No, I think it's just sweat. I think it's just...
Is that ass sweat?
I think it's ass sweat.
It's ass sweat.
And ball sweat. Yes.
He's got ass sweat.
Thank you for making me go back and watch that. I'm interested in lesbians, and you're looking at ball sweat.
Where is that ass cream when you need it?
Where is it?
Holy shit. He's got ass sweat. That's awesome.
German suplex. Speaking of ass sweat. One swift kick where?
Yeah, off of him. Your mom never says that.
Oh, here's more asses. So what happened? Yeah, here you go. See? DQ, smog. Is that the arm breaker?
That's Mike Knox, right?
I think it's the Knox, yeah. That's choked out. The match.
The Shield, what they're doing is a lot like what Aces and Ace did, except for the identity isn't hidden.
That's right. Now, the Shield also, there you go.
Oh, there's a,
there's your tag match, your partner.
Well, no, but more than that, there's your the twist. Samoa Joe comes out because of what happened, right?
Well, because he
what I liked was the look that Briscoe and
yeah,
and Garrett Bischoff gave each other.
Yeah, yeah, they're like, oh shit.
And that gives you the tag match later of Joe and Angle.
There you go. Four on four.
Yeah, and later on you get the 2-on-2 when it went Bischoff and
you know,
Briscoe beat or turn on them, right?
Say what you will. They're doing a good job of a go home show here. AJ
they're doing a good job of go home show, except for the fact that they're not making me care enough about the matches to watch. As far as telling me what the matches are and giving them angle, sure, as far as the angle being really good.
I could see, no, but there you go. I mean, does he turn on them? I've got that intrigue. Hey, you got then Daniels and AJ reminding us that they're there. Maybe. We'll see. I mean, we're only partway through the show here, so.
That's true.
I mean, I'm still not big on Rude and Hardy, which is the main event.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Between AJ and Daniels and then this eight-man aces and eights so far, yeah.
Okay.
And and Matt Morgan and the Oregon against the Mexican.
I just like Matt Morgan and the Oregon. Oh, wait.
Brother.
Hogan's going to cut a horrible promo.
Bill Park.
Yeah.
Everything that's going on at OVW, I don't feel comfortable about talking with you about coming to work here, okay? Hold on. You know, let me call you.
Okay, so Hogan's talking to Joe Park. Tell him to go to OVW.
When are they going to pull the trigger on the Abyss thing?
You know, last week, I asked you for a match against Austin Aries.
So on January 3rd, does blood run cold?
It was a better idea to go to Rob Van Dam. Today, I'm telling you, I want a match against Austin Aries. What the hell is so funny? I'm telling you.
Who's that figure in the background?
Austin Aries, and you're gonna give it
Jeff
to me right now.
It is Jeff Jarrett, isn't it?
Yes.
Excuse me, I didn't recognize you. God amongst men, creme de la creme. I mean, my God, 10 times Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant.
What? I don't know, but he has some references. That's right, the biggest stars in the industry today.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. Is Hogan the heel now? Or what?
I think so.
I bet you by the end of the night, the answer's going to be yes. Because I'm going to make sure I get what I want tonight. I'm taking over your freaking show.
We're taking over.
Be careful what you wish for,
brother.
Hey, if anybody knows about taking over a show.
No, Hogan smile and be like, yeah, I probably.
Somebody get into my life, please.
Oh, Hogan. What?
And isn't he supposed to be by himself?
I don't know what the hell is going
did
on.
Did somebody get him a My Doll?
Is
that like not 1989 Full House humor?
Oh, shit. Okay. No, that's okay. It's movie time.
Shaw Direct pay-per-view. Oh, good jump there.
I've got the six-man tag with AJ Styles. And I'm coming to you man-to-man to let you know that as long as I'm out there, I got your back. And everything will go according to plan.
Cool.
But there's also Bobby Roode. A guy that I know better than anybody in this company. A guy that will do anything to win back the World Heavyweight Championship. And he proved it 3 weeks ago. He knew exactly what buttons to push. He knew exactly.
So,
and if he talked about my family,
Jeff Hardy is a fan of Finland?
I'm just letting you know, man. I don't want you to follow.
Yeah,
is that what the face paint represents?
Hey, Fantastic Four, Finland.
Mika Kiprasov?
He will do whatever.
Kimu Solani? Saku Koibu?
Tell me something I don't know. When you're the world champion, so many words seem shady.
I love the music.
So many people seem fake.
Remember when Kane was cutting those promos? They put the music on and it was really cheesy?
Yes.
This is like that done worse.
I do know it's the creatures.
But you know this is live.
Again.
Impact Live.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, they're not doing it with anybody but him. Apparently, he's the only one with telepathic
powers. The face paint.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, good entrance for Kenny King there. First time TNA has ever done a jobber entrance, I think. Oh, and Kit Kat.
I wouldn't say the first time, no.
Was it a tag match? Did they say? Oh. What?
It's a three-way. They're just cutting off time, though. Now we can hit fast forward. Good, though. I love it when they...
That's been a new number one contender.
Oh, I thought they were just having a match just to highlight people from the X Division. But that would be too wacky. You wouldn't want to just have them out there.
If they need a new...
Remember on fucking Nitro we talk about it? I saw Juventud Guerrero wrestle a lot of matches against other cruiserweights before I ever saw him get a title match.
Yes, and we also saw him in a six-man.
Yes. Consistently saw Billy Kidman was an established cruiserweight before he got a title match.
Yeah.
They highlighted, we talk about what they did. What they did was not just that number one contender and a cruiserweight championship. They actually just had the guys on wrestling against each other so you get to know them.
Yeah. Yeah, not quite squash matches, but just, you know, that kind of same
idea.
Yeah,
just two guys. Yeah, just two guys wrestling each other. And you know what else? They had a roster fucking load deeper than what they have in the X Division.
Really?
That's why my next vlog will be rebuilding the fucking X Division.
There you go. Kenny King.
Kenny King versus
Rob Van Dam.
Well, now I'm going to buy the show.
Are you?
Is RVD going to come out now and stare him down?
Hey, again.
Or show up at the top of the ramp?
Hey, it's a fresh match, at least. I mean.
Okay, it's a fresh match. But you know what? Okay, and they gave us one for the pay-per-view. But
look at the black guy in the crowd.
Yeah. You know what? As far as...
They're related. They did. They looked at each other like they knew each other.
Didn't you have beers with him when you were in Orlando?
No, when I was in Vegas.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That's not him then?
No, it's not Jeff.
Okay. What was his name?
Jeff.
Is that his full name?
No, his full name is Black Jeff. Because we were with the guy who was White Jeff, so he was White Jeff.
Oh, shit.
He responded to Black Jeff.
It's like, yeah, that's okay, you can call me that.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, as far as, like, it's a fresh match, but is that really a good go-home show when you set that up like that?
Taking over the show, and I am getting what I want. I don't care. Is he talking to Brooke?
Fine, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Who's on the other?
Devon. He's talking to Devon.
A reckoning is at hand.
They got to actually do something.
Their road to hell will be paved in their own blood.
They got to
run cold.
You got to do. You can't just do that. I mean, that's more promotion than they're actually doing for the pay-per-view.
Well, no, it's about the same.
It's more.
Good, more recap. There's Bubba. Do you think you know who I am? Take her care of business? He should use the Twitter machine.
He should.
What's his name?
Harry.
Harry. Harry the Boulder.
Are they booing?
No. No, they're all standing and cheering.
Okay.
Especially that guy with three teeth.
Or in other words, the average Impact viewer.
I want the lesbians back.
Yeah.
Actually, I want the lesbians front.
Yeah.
Who's this now? Oh, here he is.
They're never going to give him that new music, are they? Announce a chairs match since you both have chairs.
Should have a chairs match.
That'd be awesome. There he is again, still in full 70s. We need him and Oregon to be a team. Joey Ryan.
Yeah. I dare you right now.
What, you skipped some of Austin Aries' promo? He's the best.
Whatever.
Yeah. Who couldn't be afraid of this guy?
You know what? He's good. He's just, you know, he's quick like The Miz with the mic. Oh, God.
Oh, look at Hulk Hogan. Oh, my God. Lift to the ring.
Oh, he's in already. All of it?
Thirty years, huh?
Nothing but business in the ring.
Did you just tell us how old you are and why we shouldn't be afraid of you? You're 60. Was he 28 when he started wrestling?
Yeah.
He is 58, isn't he?
He wrestled in the 70s, though. It's been more than 30 years.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, kick it. Kick it, brother.
Oh, yeah. Hogan can kick somebody's ass.
Oh, there's a hooker.
There's another hooker. And lesbian.
I say, looking at the face, I assume she's a lesbian.
Well, she's a man in the face. And in the leg. But the tits, all fake.
Daddy. They're about to fall out, though.
I know, they are. It's a good fake job.
Oh. Called a mark.
Oh, that's... Are we sure Russo isn't around?
Yeah, no shit, eh?
Call him Terry.
He's our mark. Brother.
I don't understand why he gave him the match.
Because she called him Mark. Did you just call him Mark?
That's
okay, you have the match.
Why does Hulk Hogan look like he's going to cry? Well, those are big.
Those are big.
That made no sense.
It made total sense. She called him Mark.
Did you just call him Mark?
Did you just call him Mark? Let me tell you something, brother. You got the match.
So you, girl, and you, brother, and you, dude, have made this personal.
Yeah, yeah. Because you said your real name. That makes it personal.
Real personal. I did that commercial, too. I didn't do that one.
Oh, did you do that one?
No.
Well, we got to... Oh, I think we might be live. We are live now.
Right, well, and then turn it down. Let's play the Ryback.
Well, wait, no, let's just start, and all let's right. Go through the Final Resolution pay-per-view, and let's go through the matches this Sunday.
Okay.
So we got Bully Ray against Austin Aries. He just made the match because he called him Mark.
Good match, good build for the match until
good,
now.
Good match, good build, you know, this
until that's
the feature play.
Three-star match.
RVD and Kenny King should be, you know, an interesting...
two-star match.
Yeah, exactly, because Rob Van Dam can't go.
Yeah.
That's another example of Kenny King should win, but probably won't. Mickey James and Tara.
Two-star match.
Yeah, another two-star match. Who knows if Velvet Sky possibly gets involved to maybe offset the Mr. Spectacular. Then you got Morgan and Oregon against
if
the
Mexicans. Mickey, that actually I'm pissed off because that totally steals my thunder.
Yeah, it does.
All right, Morgan and Ryan versus versus.
What? No, Morgan and Oregon
versus
the Mexicans.
Oh, okay,
the Mexicans for the tag titles. Hopefully, Morgan and Oregon win.
I don't think they will, but you're right, they should.
Aces and eights against Joe, Angle, Garrett, and
so
Briscoe.
The question is, does Garrett and Briscoe
do they turn,
on
the gear,
or do they build it for longer?
Exactly.
I think you do it there, though.
Daniels and Styles one final time. That's
4.5, 4 stars.
Let's look also.
The only thing is, it's not a gimmick match. I've seen some gimmick matches between them.
And Bobby Roode versus Jeff Hardy.
So again, this is the go-home match, the final match,
yeah.
The blow-off, is a regular match. But Roode and Hardy is good. I like that.
But for them as a regular, you know, I think that's all right. So, well, I'll just pause this here now. But the other the other thing that I like to look at before we get to the Ryback game is just the fact that this, whatever their blood will spill or they'll pave the way in their own blood, 1-3. I mean, to me, you're coming on to the next, you know, it's they.
It's
a short-term build. But you've got aces and eights still.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the interesting part. And I'll be interested to see who it is. Maybe it's...
I don't know if it's anything.
It's Kenneth Cameron.
Do you think it's actually people?
It's Kenneth Cameron.
Do you think it's a new group? I just assumed it was...
I think it's a new tag team.
I don't think it's that. I think it's
Abyss?
Just... No, I don't think so. I think it's just that they're going to have, like, a new stage or something like that. And that it's the idea of the new year of all the Impact people this year, will run.
I think it's a talent. I think it's Abyss.
I don't think it's a talent.
I think it's Abyss. I think it's the return of Abyss.
I hope it's... that'd be all right.
Because if the gimmick is going to be Joel Park has to train at OVW,
then while
and
he's
off TV, then you have Abyss, and then you can kind of cycle it out. I
but
think
the whole point is that he's not... is that he doesn't know he's Abyss, and you're building towards that, and building towards that until Abyss finally shows up. This kind of fucks that up.
Not really, because
it gives people Abyss before really when you could have built it so it's something they want.
Well, that's
and
true.
Expected,
yes.
Right?
Welcome to wrestling. I was going to say in 2012, but this will be 2013. So the first mistake of 2013, possibly has already happened.
Right, let's first off, just because we haven't talked about it, Alamo Dome, go.
An ass every 18 meters.
Explain it.
Well, explain that saying?
All of it. Go.
TNA lockdown on March the 10th is going to be held in San Antonio, Texas, in the Alamo Dome, the 70,000-seat Alamo Dome. Now, apparently they have a configuration for 4,500. They've got various configurations. They've got a 70,000, a 50,000, a 20,000, and a 4,500 configuration.
They have a 4,500 configuration
apparently
and a 70,000?
I don't know. High school basketball, maybe. I have no idea.
But how loud is it going to be on pay-per-view? 4,500 people.
I know. Hot dog in a hallway. You know. It's like fucking Kelly.
Easy?
Yes. But the thing is that I don't understand. I would presume the cost of even the 4,500-seat Alamo Dome would be just, I mean, to me, I don't know that it'd be worth it, but apparently that's what they've got. They've got the Alamo Dome, they've got it configured for 45. I don't know if the Alamo Dome is possibly a situation like the Astrodome, in terms of they've got different, things. I have no idea.
It's not that new a building.
No, it's not. It was in 1997, wasn't it?
Around for a while then. I mean, the San Antonio Spurs used to play there before they had their own stadium.
Yeah.
So it used to fit about 18,000 in for that. But again, it's like, how loud is it going to be? And they're going to fit 4,500, and it's the cheapest building they can possibly run?
Apparently.
It just doesn't make any sense. The one thing, though, that makes me think that they think they could sell more than that is tickets are $15, I understand.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, across the board. They're, like, $15 tickets. Like, they're it's almost as good as giving them
You know what the thing is, though, is if they have different configurations,
yeah.
You know, and you start selling tickets now for March, probably don't have to decide on the configuration until, say, February.
That could be, yeah.
You see, if you got 50, if they do $15 tickets across the board and they can get 20,000, then they configure it for it. You know what I mean? For that kind of cheap for that cheap of a price, and if you can push it locally, it's too bad they don't have Don West.
Yeah.
But if you can push it locally for $15, I mean, remember the Royal Rumble in 1997? If you bought a Coke at 7-Eleven, you got two tickets to the fucking Royal Rumble.
Oh, they had to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, if you can do that, and they have a, you know, and you can on TV have this crowd, whether
yeah.
it's papered or paid, I mean, but just that that feel might be good for TNA as
oh,
well.
It, would be excellent
it just
for them
depends,
to
but,
it off,
but a papered crowd again, what are you popping for, right? So
yeah,
they're popping for Statens and the you know back
yeah,
in that Cleveland
exactly,
crowd,
exactly,
they had,
yeah, exactly.
Where everybody
you know
was popping for old WCW guys.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But the other thing, and the other thing to go with that though is it's on pay per view where 8,000 people, maybe 15,000 people buy it as lockdown.
Yeah.
If you really want to, I mean, it's too bad because, I mean, they want to make themselves look Major League.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the idea, and they got to then use that footage on
Impact,
big,
yeah.
in a big way.
Yeah, with 1.2 million
if
people.
If they manage to, yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
All right, let's...
The other part with that is we talk about lockdown being March the 10th, and we sort of talked about it, but TNA's all eliminated two pay-per-views.
Okay.
They've eliminated their February pay-per-view. I forget what Phil Collins' song it was named after. And also the
Genesis,
I think so, yeah. September,
no,
the song,
band.
That's their band, yeah.
Yeah.
And September, No Surrender, I believe.
Against All Odds?
Against All Odds. Actually, I think Against All Odds might have been February.
Yeah, maybe.
To be honest.
Either way, Phil Collins was fucking involved.
Yes, fucking and involved. And then Ultimate Warrior was in one of his videos, remember? But,
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
The Ultimate Warrior and Phil Collins, you don't remember that?
No.
We'll play that after.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will. Well, I will.
You will. I'll be gone.
I'll be grooving. but they've eliminated the September and the February pay-per-views, which means that there's going to be a 2-month in-between pay-per-view build.
Right, they only got nine more to eliminate.
Exactly. And just to get warmed up.
How many pay-per-views? Really?
Four.
Well, I mean, No Surrender, or not,
Lockdown.
Slammiversary,
yeah.
Bound for Glory, and one more?
Destination X.
Destination
and you don't
perfect.
Have to... See, the thing is if you keep Slammiversary when it is, because that's their anniversary
yeah.
thing, you do the lockdown thing, you can move Destination X to, say, like, December or something, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
then do it. And the key would be to do
well, I mean,
it...
Because it's October is Bound for Glory, right? So you
yeah,
want,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and Slammiversary is when?
June,
so... Okay, so, yeah, so you
and
go...
March to June... June to October, and then you can do the
June to October is quite a long time, isn't it? I guess it's not that long.
4 months.
4 months.
And
yeah,
from March is 3 months. So then
and October till October to January.
I say December because I also try to do it on off WWE peak. Like you don't do it Royal Rumble, don't do Elimination Chamber, you know WrestleMania, don't do don't do SummerSlam and don't do Survivor Series, I guess, would be the five that I would stay away from. I mean, Survivor Series really doesn't mean that much anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Money in the Bank I'd probably try to stay away from, but, I mean...
Hell in a Cell probably draws more than, you know... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And then they got TLC. I don't know that it's...
TLC doesn't mean shit. I think Money in the Bank is now the...
But yeah,
place,
I mean, ideally
right?
you put it up against, you know, Over the Limit, to, historically or something like that, right?
Yeah, Over the Limit or even TLC
this year, not
or...
So much,
Well, there is no pay-per-view in March for WWE.
Okay.
So they've got lockdown. And anyway, but that's what it does is it reduces it to two. So it's a step in the right direction. I think what they're going to do
does
is kind
of... It doesn't mean that they or the, does it mean that their contract was up? Because the problem was the reason they said they couldn't get out of the 12 pay-per-views
right.
was because they said they were locked into a contract that they were... contractually obligated to put on 12 shows a year.
I think some of that...
Or does the pay-per-view companies now go, you know what, we'll take a little less because you suck. We're not making money off you anyway.
Well, I was going to say we're not making any more money than we would, you know, than running Skinamax or running movies even, right? The pay-per-view
yeah.
movies. So, I mean, why not? I don't see that being a big of an issue in terms of, you know, if you're getting 11,000 even... or 8,000 on average.
Again, here we are in Canada, and Canada's basketball doesn't mean shit.
Right.
And yet the company that I work for, which is a multimedia company, is sitting there right now, and they're going to be having NBA on direct demand. And they're pushing the hell out of that, and they won't even push WrestleMania.
Right.
On the same, which is shown through the same you know system.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it just shows you how far down the list. Really, because nobody in Canada's basketball is not big. It's not even, you know, it's only one city.
We have the Raptors.
We don't give a fuck.
No. In Toronto.
But we don't give a fuck about them either. But the thing is, I think that it's just a matter of, I always thought that contractual was bullshit.
Bullshit, yeah.
That was just...
It was Dixie.
Exactly, it was just Whistling Dixie. So
just Whistling Dixie.
It's just,
I wish I wasn't Dixie. Hurrah, hurrah.
So hopefully this works and they can whittle down their pay-per-views and just be, you know, again, more profitable.
Yeah.
And then that way they can take some of them on the road as well. Then you don't have to take 12 on the road.
Yeah.
You can take 4 on the road, right?
Yeah.
And you know, be...
4 would be ideal.
I think 4 would be ideal.
Those four.
I think 10 is better than 12, obviously, and then we'll see how that goes. And maybe they go down to 8 and then sort of a slow...
Exactly.
Thing. But
and
no,
then maybe if we're lucky, maybe we'll see the WWE do it as well. But
WWE's
actually profitable. Well, I suppose they've eliminated some, but they're still profitable on theirs. If they draw 90,000, they're still actually quite profitable.
That's true. But
you
know,
I think it's what is it about? Yeah, it's true. That's true. That's true. But you know what? Exactly. But that's when they're running one for ECW and they're running.
You had New Year's Revolution.
Yeah.
And you had the Royal Rumble. So you had 2 in January.
Yeah.
You had, again, even last year, you had that Gnome Vengeance or whatever, Hell in the Cell. You had 3 pay-per-views in, like, 5 weeks or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So,
WWE, I think it's, 50,000 or something like that is the cutoff point?
I think so, at this point,
break-even or something. So.
Yeah, and they've cut down a lot on their stages and everything
as well.
Yeah,
we complained about that, actually.
Yeah.
We think that, again, that's one of the reasons I think they're not making as much money. Because the product isn't presented as special because they cut down and all that.
Ah.
So.
I think it's just.
It's a portion of it. It's part of it.
I think it's more your booking sucks.
Well, your booking's the biggest thing, but
yeah.
It's a part of it.
Well,
I wouldn't say it's just the booking sucks. Again, it goes back to, in the attitude era, 40% of what got people over was a great entrance.
Well, I think it's all part of the package, right? So it's a piece of the pie, no doubt, right? So. But,
I mean, if Sheamus and Wade Barrett have the exact same entrance with different music.
That's right.
Right?
It's a shameful thing.
Thunderhead.
So, we would play this game.
All right, we're
going to
play
that I came
game.
Up with. And because you had talked a little bit about Ryback acting.
Yeah, we were going to do a game called Who's More Over, and then we're going to put, because Ryback was not proven to be that over at Survivor Series. And so we were sitting there going, who's more over?
You would thought Ryback wasn't as over, or at over at all.
I wouldn't say over at all, but certainly not at main event level.
Not at main event
level. But, I mean, then again, this last Monday, you know, he got this massive reaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's getting there.
That's right. So, I thought I was, rather than being over, because I thought that Ryback
was
starting
to get
over. We
were going to do historically who's over, not just on the roster right now who's over more, but historically.
Yeah, historically.
People pull people in the past, see who's over.
But I decided to say, who better than Ryback?
Yeah, that's more fun.
Is this
not that good.
And it doesn't even have to be a better worker, but overall, the package.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the first name I'll throw it out, I use as an example that I wrote down, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Hulk Hogan's way better
Hulk
than
Hogan
Ryback.
Being way better than Ryback. Hulk Hogan probably not, you know, necessarily, I don't want to say, he is a better wrestler, but you
better
don't
wrestler.
Think of Hulk Hogan as a catch-as-catch-can guy, but his overall presentation a lot better than Ryback.
Yeah, he's a promo, for instance. Ryback can't do that.
That's right.
He has more charisma. He's Yeah, I mean, and
yeah.
No question, he's also a much better wrestler.
Oh, yes, definitely is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't think of Hogan as the worker, is all I'm
no,
saying.
No, no, Hogan's
so
not.
So I'm not asking you a better worker.
No, you're Hogan,
you
know, you're better, Hogan's not a bad worker, but you're not going to confuse. He's really not. I mean, he got away with a lot of lazy shit, but
mm-hmm.
when he needed to be, he could be a pretty good worker. Then again, he's not going to, you know, he's not Rick Steamboat.
He's not Rick Steamboat. Yeah, I was going to say Benoit, but he's not Rick Steamboat.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Benoit plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We did.
Yeah. That's actually going to be interesting because we'll see what kind of narcotics may have been around. We'll see what kind of brain damage and concussions
CTE.
Yeah. And we'll see because the WWE got so much backlash with the Benoit thing. The name of this Kansas City Chiefs fella now is unfortunately.
It is. Is it Derek?
I simply don't recall that.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see if there is any form of backlash towards the NFL, because I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it towards the player or the league the same way as Benoit. And I'm trying to see the difference, why it would be WWE would be blamed for the one man's actions
out of
nowhere, and the Kansas City Chiefs or the NFL more specifically
NFL,
wouldn't be. Why wouldn't the Congress look into it the same way they looked into this? why wouldn't CNN have nights and nights and nights of coverage?
That's right.
Just analyzing it and blaming the NFL. What's the difference?
Well, and again, we'll have to wait and see. But I on the surface, I don't see a difference.
Yeah.
You know, Daniel Benoit is dead, and their child isn't. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
A child wasn't killed here.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
So, I mean, that's going to be very, very interesting to follow, you know, just to see where that goes. Because you're right. I mean, it was the weekend news item.
Yeah, yeah.
The Kansas City Chiefs won, and they gave him the ball right after he scored the first touchdown, gave Romeo Crennel the first. And that was, oh, what a wonderful story, adverse tragedy, that's it.
Yeah.
Right? So no one's talking about, you know, the problem.
No, exactly.
You know, so.
Exactly. But then again, we'll see when the autopsy comes in, we'll see some more information, I'm sure will come out. But nevertheless, right now, I think the double standard here to me is pretty disgusting.
It's the double standard ranch in Amarillo, Texas, really. Because really what is. It is, I mean, you talk about when the autopsy comes in. Well, nobody's talking about it anymore.
Yeah.
So no one's going to care. The autopsy came out. Oh, it's going to be page 7 news
yeah.
on the sports section. Benoit was on there. So when the autopsy
this
came out.
This is seen as a tragedy where Benoit was seen as. As an opportunity to attack.
Yeah, that's just it. And I'm not quite sure why.
I'm not sure why either. I really am not.
I mean, it just seems... Yeah, it does. It seems strange.
All right, let's move on from that. Let's go on to the game.
Okay, yeah. So let's go to the game.
We're talking about people who's Baron Ryback.
Baron Ryback.
Finish off Impact.
The Warlord.
Ryback's better than the Warlord.
Ryback is better than the Warlord, I agree.
You agree, yeah. Ryback is better than the Warlord. Yeah. Warlord's movement. By the way, I can tell you after watching some wrestling on YouTube this weekend, as I usually do,
yeah.
Giant Gonzalez or El Gigante,
mm-hmm.
Better than Great Khali.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he have ass sweat?
They all have ass sweat.
They all have ass sweat, do they?
You gotta have ass sweat in that fucking outfit he wore. But I saw him, watched him versus Vader in Japan. Absolutely, unable to display video service or HDMI. HD. Oh.
Thank you. Oh, look at that.
We lost Impact?
We just
lost the picture for Impact.
It just
That's
said
weird.
Link integrity failed. I'm thinking, like, how did they know I was watching Impact? But, I'll just turn it back on, but
it can come
back up. Unless the HDMI cable fucked out on me.
But how could that? It's not my.
I don't know.
But anyways, we'll move on.
Regardless, Santino Marella.
That's interesting. I think Santino's better. It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
I do think Santino's better. I think he displays probably a little more charisma, certainly better talking ability. In the ring, I think they're barely even. I think Santino has more intangibles in knowing how to work an audience and that type of thing.
Right.
It's
different. It's a comedy character. He gets a
serious Yeah, but I'll remember
guy,
him
right?
against Daniel Bryan when he had a chance to win the title and stuff.
Right. CM Punk.
No, Daniel Bryan.
When he had a chance to win the title.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan, Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. I thought that was CM Punk.
No, CM Punk was still a babyface.
Oh, it was Daniel Bryan. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a month before 18 seconds.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
But, I'm going to go with him. He doesn't have, obviously, the size, the intangibles, and the intensity, and whatever. Right?
Integrity and intelligence?
Well, he probably has those. Well, then again.
It's true. All right. Well, I'm going to go with what we presume will
you
be...
You agree with Merlo? It's tough.
When you say better, again, overall package, I am more inclined to like Ryback's character than I am Santino's character, I guess.
Long term, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Santino's entertained me more, but it's also gotten stale right now.
But I was going to say, he hasn't entertained me in a while, and so that's the thing. But at his peak, I'd say Santino better than Ryback. The next one would be Ryback's, what we presume to be his WrestleMania opponent, the Big Show.
Oh, Big Show's way better. He's not even, Ryback isn't in his league.
And again, I want to talk historically as well.
Yeah.
You know, and you looked at the, you know, we had missile drop kicks.
Yeah.
From the Giant.
From the Giant, WCW.
So, yeah. I mean, I would say that overall, and again, it's Ryback's young career, but Big Show, I think, overall is better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously he's better. Let's put it this way. Big Show was better 1 year into his career than Ryback is 8 years into his. Because Ryback is 8 years into his.
That's true. This is true. Okay, well, you talked about him just a few minutes ago. Giant Gonzalez.
Oh, Ryback is better.
Yes, right.
Yeah. He's better than Great Khali, but for fuck's sake.
Yeah,
what are we going to
do? I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. He's on the list, damn it. Oh, the next one would be interesting. And the answer will probably surprise some listeners. Bastion Booger.
Oh, Bastion Booger is way better.
Way better than
Ryback,
yes.
The thing is, not the Bastion Booger that you saw in WWE.
Yes,
but
or prior Ferguson.
Mike Shaw, Shawn Michaels. Muckin' Thing, whatever you wanted to call him.
You called him Shawn Michaels?
At one point, yeah.
Oh, is that okay, yes. You were talking about a match.
I'm talking about him. That was one of his names.
Yeah, that was a name early in his career,
that they would reference. He's, as a talker, really good. An exceptional talker. As a worker, above average big man.
Yeah, above average big man. That's the thing. Now, did anybody ever call him Mark?
Well, if they had, they would have had to book the match.
That's true. Okay, so Bastion Booger, definitely better. Even Norman the Lunatic, more entertaining. But here's another one. Lightning, Jerry Flynn.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Ryback's better than Lightning, Jerry Flynn.
Yes.
He wouldn't beat him in a fight, but he's better.
He is better, yes.
Yeah.
If he's like, if Ryback channeled Rocky Balboa, because Rocky Balboa is supposed to eat lightning.
Crap Thunder.
And then Ryback wants to feed me more.
That makes sense, because honestly, Thunder towards the end was crap.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. See? It wasn't paradise.
Yeah.
Sting.
Oh, Sting's better. Sting's a better talker. He has more charisma. As a worker, fairly even.
Mm-hmm.
But Sting is better. Like, I'd say, I mean, Sting even at...
Sting at his peak. I will not say that Sting
No,
is
I'll say, like, Sting, like, 1991.
Right.
That's what he's about, 7, 8 years in, right?
I guess so, yeah.
About 85, well, about 85, 86, 86, I think, is when he first debuted. So, I mean, 1992. Yeah, I mean, absolutely, Sting. I mean... I just don't see. I mean, could Ric Flair in his day have gotten those 4.5-star matches out of Ryback? Maybe, but I would go Sting. I think Sting's intangible still is really what I lean towards.
The thing I would say is that Sting hasn't always been better than Ryback. You think Sting 2000 not better than Ryback?
I don't know. Sting
against Vampiro not better than Ryback.
No, that's true. I'd agree with that.
Yeah,
you know what? But Sting in...
When I'm boo-boo-faced, don't want to turn heel, not better than Ryback.
No. There's been points in Sting's career when he's looked extremely uninterested.
But overall, better.
But overall,
but
yeah. Sting in 1990, I think better. Sting
yeah.
in... Yeah, I mean... You know. Yeah, exactly.
So we'll move on to Sting's good buddy, Lex Luger.
Go with Ryback.
Yeah, I think so. Do what you said. I think you may have answered your own question. Could Flair have gotten great matches out of Ryback? I mean, he did with Luger.
He didn't get 4.5-star matches.
He's got good matches with Luger.
He's got a decent match with Luger. Yeah.
You know, I'm just that, and this is probably the closest comparison so far. Close.
I think so. I mean, Luger wasn't good on the mic. Neither was Ryback. I think Ryback actually has more charisma. Luger, like in 1990 as a wrestler, was ahead of Ryback right now, but Luger got lazy very quickly.
Ryback would not have ran from Bruiser Brody in a cage.
Yeah, he would have.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
I don't think so. I don't say he wasn't smart. I just don't think he would have. Next on the list. One of Lex Luger's premier opponents, Ludwig Borga.
Ryback's better than Ludwig Borga.
Yeah, I mean,
I remember thinking Borga was awesome at the time.
Is Ryback a better environmentalist?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Was Ludwig Borga's real name there?
Tony Holm.
Tony Holm.
Yes.
But Holm would have beat him in a fight.
Possibly, yes. Yes, that's true. Uh-huh. UFC competitor.
Loser, but competitor.
Loser, yeah, yeah. So, Ludwig Borga plays for the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, he only kills himself, Ludwig
Borga.
Oh,
not other people, too.
No. So I'm sure there were steroids.
Steroids. John Cena.
Well, John Cena's much better than Ryback. He's a better wrestler. He's a better talker.
Mm-hmm.
He's much better than Ryback.
The only thing I will give Ryback is he's never said, feed me poopy.
No, but he did say, feed me red meat.
Yes, I can't eat enough red meat or whatever that holiday is.
Fucking line wasn't that stupid song. We'll play you this song later on. We're not even going to reference it anymore.
Yeah. Snitsky.
Snitsky. I think he has more charisma, so I'll go with him over Snitsky.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the charisma. It's very even. It's very even. I'm going to go with him based on charisma.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's interesting if Ryback's been around when the wellness policy come into effect, like Snitsky, because Snitsky really, went from being a wrestler to a basketball player.
Exactly.
So, a European basketball player. The African Dream, Akeem.
Oh, Akeem's way better.
Akeem, brother. Way better on the mic.
Oh, he's better on the mic. He moved much better. His understanding of psychology is better. He was an average big man, but average big men back then were better than a lot of guys nowadays because the industry was different. It's a different thing, but because you don't see those guys anymore, you don't really appreciate how good they were.
That's exactly
A guy like Akeem is so much better than a guy like Brodus Clay.
Well, your overall is lower, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay. The man who demands the five, King Kong Bundy.
I think Ryback's actually more, I know that's tough.
Is Bundy better than Akeem? Bundy is a better, maybe not in WWE, but when he was in Memphis, and you can hear some Bundy's promos on Jerry Lawler, tremendous.
Yeah, I really don't know that. I'm trying to think who's better between Akeem and Bundy. I still lean towards Akeem.
I
think Bundy was, again, consistently because of his look and his size. He's generally booked really, really well, making him a star. Because he was a walking condominium, right?
He was.
So, I mean...
A lot of charisma, though.
Yeah, he definitely
had
a lot of charisma.
And even if you didn't see it there, I mean, you saw it in on Married with Children.
Yeah.
And, and Richard Pryor moving, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. And, a stand-up comedian now, right?
That's right.
King Kong Bundy, I don't think he's quite as good as Akeem. I still think he's a little better than Ryback. I go Bundy.
Bundy, okay.
Yeah. Bundy as a worker really wasn't that good. That's the problem.
That's true.
He really, his movement and such wasn't as good as he just,
demanded the five.
Yeah. But he understood and worked his gimmick perfectly.
This is true.
And that's what it was. And he's booked well.
How about Bob Holly?
Bob Holly's better.
Think Bob Holly's better than Ryback?
Oh, yeah. I think Bob Holly's better than Ryback. I think Bob Holly's about an equal promo, better overall athlete, better wrestler, he's better than him, I think so.
Okay, how about the big man from Mount Olympus, the mighty Hercules?
Ryback's better than Hercules.
Ryback's better than Hercules.
Cool. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it's...
What do you think about Holly and Ryback?
I would take Ryback over Bob Holly, personally. The only brief flash I had of Bob Holly was when, at the beginning of his super heavyweight delusional thing where he's going to fight the Acolytes and the Big Show was carrying him on his back and he entertained me at that point. That's the only thing Bob Holly's ever
done. I still go back to the Bob Holly that cut those promos on Lesnar before they fucked it up.
Let's put Ryback in a room and lock him in a room for 8 hours with Paul Heyman and see what we get.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll give you that. That's my answer to that.
But I'll go back to Bob Holly versus RVD in ECW and how good that was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that it
match
is.
Match-wise, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean.
Or him against Al Snow. I go to.
Well, the Mississippi River. I mean, again, you get some gimmicks involved there for what they were. I mean, I
get gimmicks involved with the Ryback.
Well, you do. You do. I mean, but it's. I just think you. I would lean toward. If you gave me the two, I'd pick Ryback. It's not by a mile or anything. I just would go to him. But
okay.
I could see both sides of that coin.
Okay.
Warrior.
Well, Warrior's better.
Yeah.
I mean, Warrior's charisma puts him over the top. As a worker,
I think, in many ways.
I think maybe slight edge for Warrior.
In many ways, the Ultimate Warrior is the prototype for Ryback and Goldberg.
Is that John Cena?
Yes, the prototype. Yes.
No, Warrior is better, though.
Yeah.
I mean, say what you can about his promos. At least you could cut them. You may not understand them.
They're awesome.
You sure as hell weren't turning away.
Mm-mm.
So, Warrior.
And then now he's got the promos for that Warrior University.
Fucking right.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, he says that a lot.
Oh, he says fuck like every three words in it.
Awesome.
I showed B that over the weekend. He killed himself.
The man they call B.
Yes, the man they call B. Brutus.
How many does he command? Man they call B. How many does he demand?
The man called B?
Hmm? 3, 5, 7.
Well, usually it's 5 helpings of dessert.
Yeah.
So. Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
I think Ryback's better than Beefcake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Ryback's better than Beefcake.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I just think, yeah.
Yeah. End of the day, if Beefcake... Ryback's been done better in his main event push than Beefcake did in his.
That's true.
That's true.
All right. The world's most dangerous man, Ken Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock was better... Because the thing about Shamrock that made him better was there was the air of legitimacy to the guy.
The aura of legit, yeah.
And that's what made him work as a character, was you knew that he was working.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a fair promo, actually. Not great, but...
No, he was a horrible promo. No, him and Ryback are equal promo.
You know what, you're right.
I hate bullies.
You know what, he was a horrible promo.
When you came out last week...
I forgot how... You think it's... He became such a good promo in UFC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Those people were teaching
stuff, such an amazing promo.
Yeah.
You're right. He wasn't a great promo. But just
his
charisma and his whatever. Just the idea that you knew that if it was real, he would kill that guy.
It's time to knuckle up.
Made him fascinating to watch.
Yes. Exactly. You knew no one could pull
shit. Well, he had the fucking great music. There was intangibles that Ryback doesn't quite have.
That's true.
So I go Shamrock.
Shamrock. Me too. Yeah. So, the Lethal Weapon, Steve Blackman.
Oh yeah, no, Ryback.
Ryback. Yeah.
Ryback. That's actually what Blackman was. He was.
Shamrock without the legitimacy.
Without the intangibles.
Yeah.
You know, or the I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna go Dan Severn. You know, same thing. I mean, Severn. Had the legitimacy, but it didn't have the charisma.
Had nothing.
Yeah.
Bumping along.
Yeah.
Sean Stasiak.
He's better than Stasiak.
Yeah.
He's better than Stasiak. Stasiak as a worker knew what to do and did the right things and still couldn't put on a good match.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, as a talker was too practiced. He just never worked.
Planet Stasiak.
His
gimmick at the one point is that he kept fucking up his lines, so they turned it into his gimmick. He couldn't do a scripted promo, so they made that his gimmick, that he was a fuck-up.
Yeah, and keep in mind, he was meat, and Ryback likes to eat meat.
Eat red meat.
So there you go.
Wow.
So he and
except
George
for Stasiak was green meat.
That's true, but he and George Takei have something in common.
Yeah,
George
Takei. Yeah.
Likes to eat meat.
How about Mabel?
I think Ryback's better than Mabel.
Mm-hmm.
Mabel is Viscera, whatever the fuck you want to call him.
Oh, Viscera, yes.
Viscera.
Big Daddy V.
Yeah. He is this his eras, Akeem, One Man Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we talk about the kind of the slide and the dissension.
The de-evolution of talent,
Yeah, and the kind of the bar being lowered.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's like 50% as good as Akeem.
Yeah.
And Akeem was barely better than Ryback, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Sid.
Oh, fuck. That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's very even. Sid, Charisma Sid. Promo Sid.
Promo Sid.
Promo Sid.
You know, we're live, big man.
Oh, I don't care. His promos were entertaining. He fucked up a couple lines.
You're not half the man that I am.
If you had half the brain I do. No, but it doesn't matter. He also had some great ones with some great and completely unsensical ones.
You know, I did. I always liked Sid with his "I am the master and the ruler."
Yeah. He had way better charisma. Yeah. He's a better overall athlete. The things like the nip up and stuff like that.
Softball.
That said, I think Ryback's a better worker from what I've seen than Sid. I think Ryback's difference is he understands his limitations better than Sid.
It's tough for me to judge until I see Ryback do a leg drop off the top rope.
Well, that's the thing, though. Ryback, I think he understands his limitations better, or they understand it better and won't let him do it. And I also get the feeling that he is, Ryback doesn't look quite as awkward to me as Sid.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking overall package. I actually
soon Sid will hit puberty.
I think Ryback has the very slightest of edge, but if you ask me, I'd probably say tie.
Yeah.
If I have to pick, I go Ryback incredibly slight. What about you?
Over Sid. Right now, I will say Sid because of, again, it just the longevity of his career.
Yeah.
But Ryback has the potential to be the new Sid.
Yeah, I think they're very, that's a very close comparison.
Yeah. What about Doink?
Ryback's better than Doink. Ryback's better than Doink. He's not a better wrestler.
No.
But, I mean, seriously, if you had to watch 10 matches with Doink and 10 promos with Doink versus 10 matches with Ryback and 10 promos with Ryback.
Heel Doink. Heel Doink was great.
I enjoyed Heel Doink.
Yeah.
Before he started annoying the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
Doink
Heel Doink.
Doink and Dink, though.
And all of the, Doink and Dink was fucking annoying.
It was.
And I mean, there's a reason why when Attitude Era had to beat up the,
kill the clown.
That's exactly. I mean, that's the reason why Austin beat up the clown. It was symbolic of killing that era, and Doink was symbolic of it.
Of that era.
That said, the evil clown was good, and Matt Bourne was certainly a very good worker.
Yeah.
But still not still. At the end of the day, as good as that gimmick is, it's a mid-card gimmick.
It is. Yeah.
And so, Ryback's better.
Okay.
We're talking overall package.
Here. Yeah, it is
package.
The last name on the list. Big Daddy Cool Diesel.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel's better than Ryback.
Meh, meh.
Oh, yeah, he's better.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, no question.
Definitely a better promo.
Well, he's better. He's because he's smarter, because he is, and ask him how smart he is.
Yeah, he may tell you.
He's a genius.
Full of glory and renown.
But he is, because he's smarter, because therefore he... As a worker, equal.
I think Ryback's a better worker.
I don't know. I still saw when Diesel wanted to go against Shawn or The Undertaker or Bret and have a really great match, he could.
And Ryback hasn't been really put in that position yet.
No. I think as a worker that I call him equal.
The other thing
again, charisma.
Yeah.
Again, I don't go if you're gonna say to me Diesel or Ryback, I might go Ryback. If you're saying Kevin Nash and WCW,
I put Big Daddy Cool Diesel in there kind of for a reason because, I think you got to look at the whole career. I mean, because we want to stay consistent, and we referenced Muck and Singh when I said Bash and Booger. We talked about the Giant, right?
So, the Diesel that was throwing out all those people, man after man after man at the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. I
saw more charisma and more...
And the WCW promos. I mean, he was... Yeah, very...
Even his fucking WWE promo, especially once he turned heel again.
Well, when he did that tweener deal where he'd only shake hands with you if you had to wear a black glove
I think he's still, I still put him ahead of Ryback. But again, it's fairly close.
Yeah, I think.
But again, it comes down to if I put Ryback slightly ahead of Sid, I do put Kevin Nash and Diesel ahead of Sid as well.
Right.
So, I mean, he's slightly ahead of Ryback now. And it's kind of, but that is, again, Luger, these guys are all kind of at that level, and that's where he is. So, in other words, he has a chance to be a star, but probably people won't reference him as an all-time great, right?
That was kind of, I think, the point we were looking at there, to see what kind of conclusion we could come to from comparing him to all of these, and I said I picked kind of who I picked because, they were stars and aren't. Some were considered great, some aren't.
You didn't pick Tom McGee.
Did not pick Tom McGee. Well, and I didn't pick Bret Hart. I mean, I didn't pick the obvious ones. But and I also wanted to contrast with Bash and Booger and things like that, just to kind of
give... Let's finish up Impact here.
GIMP Pact here and see what's happening here.
What's going on here? Bobby Roode is doing something.
Well, this is the just a video package of how important the title is. Well, let's watch this because this, I said this match hadn't sold me yet, and this might do
okay.
it.
Okay, let's see.
One final time, we already...
For 2012. These guys love working together. They're great together.
They should put the title on Christopher Daniels, and then they can guarantee that it can't be against AJ for a year.
I like it. Still liking better with that hair. The awesome history of the company?
What he said.
Well, that hair doesn't look good there.
No, I was going to say, that was the problem with it. For all my life.
Do I sell you on it?
No, fuck no. Oh.
Is it coming after the fortune?
They're wearing Zubaz pants!
They're fucking awesome! They're the greatest team in the history of business. That's it. They're my new favorite all-time team.
Well, yeah, Taz used to wear Zubaz.
Zubaz and fanny pack. I can't explain to you. Folks, it's too bad we won't be able to find a picture of this.
We're going to try.
Because, and again, it's too bad this is an audio podcast right now. Go and find this. This is so fucking great.
Pink Zubaz.
How can these guys be heels? You can't imagine how good this pink and the fanny pack. Fuck, and I guarantee you the other great thing about that is, that popped all the boys who are watching or in the back.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I really hate this music.
Yeah.
I like this other music more, but...
Oh, there's, And there's Jeff.
Yeah, no, this is more interesting entrances than we get in WWE.
That's true. And there's Jeff Hardy wearing that, that cane mask thing.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Remember?
Yeah.
That he was gonna, he said he was gonna wear every week from now on?
Yeah.
There it is. No, wait. I fucking hate that.
Hate what? They walk around blind? Blind fans? Yeah, but the crowd loves it.
Well, if it isn't just to close his eyes and slap hands, they just know that they get to slap hands with Jeff fucking
Hart. No, but he loves to close eyes because he thinks to make the face paint look cooler.
Oh.
Nothing's as cool as these guys.
No, they didn't say the name, though. These are awesome fucking pants.
Well,
they're going to wear them to
Russell. They're going to wear those to Russell. I hope that's permanent, and I just wish they had the fanny packs on, too. Wrestling. The greatest. I can't. Alright.
Okay. I guess the finish of the match would be slightly interesting, I guess, in terms of who picked who, but...
Well, I mean, I just assumed AJ's taking a loss.
That would make sense, or Kazarian, because Kazarian doesn't have I guess James Storm is a pay-per-view match, doesn't he? At this point, there's no James Storm on the pay-per-view.
I suppose there isn't, no.
So,
you know what, did we ever really see in all of this, really see Kazarian versus AJ even?
Not in a high-profile match. I think they did on Impact with
okay.
the Clara Lynch kind of stuff. I think they probably had less on Impact. But, I mean, I couldn't tell you that for sure. Well, I think, didn't we, because wasn't there, yeah, and then Kazarian, remember, Kazarian said he was going to turn on Daniels, or they made it seem like they were arguing in the back, and then he was with them all along.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other thing about this, though, is when we see these pants in the fanny pack, I immediately assume it's Daniels who came up with it.
Yeah.
It could have been Kazarian. It could have been just them talking back and forth and...
Yeah.
It being combined. But you just immediately assume it's Daniels. Is that the right thing to do, or is that...
Yeah, no, that is, because I guarantee you it wasn't Jason Hervey.
Well, no, but I mean, could it be Kazarian? I mean...
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but Daniels is...
It just feels like Daniels.
It just seems like Daniels is the leader of the team, both sort of in both on screen and
off, yeah,
and off kind of thing. I mean, that may not be the case. I'm sure but these guys have known each other for a long time, so it probably was a situation where they were talking. But it's a matter of who brought it up first, right? You know what we?
Here we go, gang style. No, they didn't do it.
No.
Again, who comes up with that? Yeah, you just kind of assume everything's super entertaining.
You know what they should do?
It's Daniels, because he's Daniels.
Yeah. They should tease the Gangnam and do the Macarena.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's what they should do.
That would be so great.
Brother.
Kind of surprised the guy they're getting heat on is...
champion?
Yeah. Well, not only is it a champion, but it's a guy who's beat up.
Yeah, the baby face in peril. Well, he'll just take some pills, it'll be fine.
The other thing that makes sense is if Rude Pin's already here.
That's true. I think what would make sense to me is that Hardy, babyface in peril, Storm comes, or AJ comes in for the hot tag, or one of them, babyface, comes in for the hot tag, runs wild, the other babyface that isn't Hardy comes in, then Jeff gets in and they get pinned, right? But
yeah,
I don't know how much time we got left, but I mean, this match is going to end pretty quick here.
True. Well, that was, that was reminiscent of The Rock taking the stunner right there.
But that was a stunner, that wasn't even a twist of fate.
No, it was a twist of fate.
Nah.
It was a twist of fate and was reminiscent.
Twist of fate is like diamond cutter. He took it like a stunner, though.
He took it like a stunner. Yeah, he took it like The Rock taking the stunner.
Yeah. Zubat's pads are tremendous.
I can't fucking tell you. Again, folks, go and either watch the match, watch on YouTube, just go and see a picture, something, because I can't explain to you how great those pants are, that the ruffling in them, and the fanny pack.
Yeah, the fanny packs are great, too. And, like, the, those, like, girly 1980s, like, cut-off Impact shirts that they had, too.
Oh, it's just amazing. Yeah, it's like guys used to work out in, though.
Yeah, the old Vince McMahon WBF muscle shirt, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually what it looked like, is Vince McMahon from WBF Body Star.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that might be who they're, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Vince used to wear that.
What?
The fanny packs, those pants, and that shirt.
Vince wore it on TV on Body Stars.
That's right, he did. Again, another reason why
I think he actually wore. Did he not wear something similar to that for the Austin, the Royal Rumble training video? Maybe not the fanny pack.
Yeah, I think he did. Yeah,
maybe not the fanny pack.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I've seen him in the fanny pack. I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Maybe beyond the mat even.
Well, maybe. Here we go again.
There's Kazarian.
Storm and AJ, your mind's not in it.
Twist of woe.
Twist of fate. They get the pin anyway.
It's Kazarian. I told you.
Yeah. I don't really see how that feels to me wanting to watch the fucking pay-per-view.
It doesn't. Jeff Hardy pinned Kazarian, it means nothing.
Unless, I do think Rude has to show up, in that, you say he's not in the show? I think Storm has to show up. Kazarian's going to be there, and he's going to be, be double-teaming. And Storm shows up. And probably Storm costs AJ the match. And that sets up,
Storm costs AJ?
Yeah, Storm accidentally costs AJ the match. Trying to help him?
Yeah. Let's just aces and eights.
Storm trying to help him accidentally costs the match.
Interesting. So there's your reason for... Again, now they're making aces and eights.
What they should... I mean, it should be, right?
So who do we got in the ring there? We got Mike Knox in a mask. I mean, the other guy is...
Garrett, right?
Is Garrett. Yeah, smaller guy is Garrett. I think someone... He's wearing long sleeves.
I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. Garrett is taller than that, isn't he? He's pretty tall.
No, that's... Garrett, because he's wearing long sleeves now, because he didn't wear long sleeves.
And that blonde guy did not look as jacked as, but I guess it's hard to tell because he's got...
It's hard to tell, but the guy in that same mask was wearing short sleeves before, and Garrett has a tattoo right on his wrist.
Oh, okay.
And someone photoshopped, did a photo, like a meme or whatever. What's this? Oh, when that guy, the gang leader, had the, we got a hit tonight and had the money.
Oh, yeah.
Rude paid aces and eights.
You know what they didn't have, though, towards the rest of the show?
Pays to be rude. There
you
go.
You know what they didn't have, though?
What's that?
And Rude has the money again, right?
Well, yeah. You
know about the fact that he's a family man?
Rude's a family man?
Remember they did that when he was a baby face for the
money.
But, yeah, no, I mean, what didn't happen for the rest of the show? Lesbian hot hookers with aces and eights. That was lacking.
That was lacking the second half of the show.
All right. I'm going to get the hell out of here.
I'm going to have to pay
for this.
All right. So your M.O.? Is there an E?
No fucking E on my name.
No fucking E on your name.
No.
All right. I heard that somewhere. We're at We Talk Podcast on Twitter. We Talk, or at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, rather. WeTalkWrestling.com. Is the website. We're on Stitcher and iTunes, so, you can like us and do that. I'm Addie, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com is the email if you want to hit me up and ask questions. I got some questions that we didn't get to because we decided to do
I do want to say this before I leave, because I literally do have to run. We did this out of convenience. We forgot to have...
Yeah, we'll have them on next week.
We'll have them on next week. We did this out of convenience because I had to go. I won't stay too late tonight, but... If you like this, where we're kind of a little bit of live audio commentary, mm-hmm. a little bit of the show,
a little bit of Monica,
or you like all live audio commentaries, you like us all just in our studio, our golden trusted studio here in Madison.
Studio.
What do you prefer? Let us know. Tweet us at We Talk Wrestling.
Yes, or just an email addie@wetalkwrestling.com.
Let us know what the best format for the show is.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Perfect. Yes, we would. So, in the meantime, and in between time,
okay.
That's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling.